We're up to the Mishnah Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Mekatlim Sakelim Afilu Abava Chamisha Pamim. That it's permissible to fold up clothing on Shabbos. The Gemara says sometimes yes and sometimes not. But the Mishnah is not 100% accurate. Rashi writes on the Gemara, the first comment of Rashi on the Gemara, that when it's prohibited to fold up the clothing on Shabbos, it's because it's nirakim misakin. It means that one of the lamatas melachas is misakin mona. So there's a concept of misakin mona deraisa, misakin mona midrabbana. So in order that you should know that it's only misakin mona midrabbana, so Rashi writes it's nirakim misakin. I don't think it means that it's a marizayin of misakin. We spent a lot of time discussing the different categories of prohibitions on Shabbos. There's a melacha deraisa, there's a melacha derabbanan, there's a gzeira. The Rashi means to say that this is a nisa marasayin, not misakin. I don't think it means marasayin. It means misakin manam midrabbanan. It's a melacha midrabbanan. Next week in misakin. It means an misakin manam midrabbanan. So the Gemara is going to explain sometimes muta, sometimes os. Matim is amitois, melele Shabbos, lish Shabbos. You're permitted to make the beds on Friday night for Shabbos in the daytime. If the person stays up all night and they sleep in the daytime, I guess. I don't know. It's a funny case over here. So they're setting the beds Leil Shabbos. Normally we stay up in the daytime and go to sleep at night. So people make the beds in the daytime in order to go to sleep at night. Here, the guy's staying up all night, I guess. I don't know. So he slept in the daytime. So they're making the bed on Friday night. Leil Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. He wants to sleep in the bed on Shabbos. So that's permissible. To do hachana on Leil Shabbos for Shabbos is permissible. To set the bed is not a malach, it's just a question of hachana. Shabbos, you're not allowed to set the beds on Shabbos, not allowed to make the bed on Shabbos, that the house should be ready to use on Matzoi Shabbos. Magen Avraham says, if you have only one room apartment, years ago, in Europe they used to have the whole house, there was only one apartment, there was only one room. So if you have one room, and the people slept in the bed, and they're gonna eat at the table, and then they're gonna learn and schmooze or whatever they're gonna have, and the bed is gonna be sloppy. So that's in the room that they're using now. So that bothers them, that annoys them now. So you said you're making the beds now, not only in order to sleep in the bed on Matzoi Shabbos, making the bed that the room should be neat. But we live bizman hazeh apartments. Many people have more than one room in their home or in their apartment. So the bedroom is separate. So what do you mean the sloppy bed bothers me? I'm not using the bedroom now. I'm using the living room, the dining room, the den, the other rooms in the house. So just close the door to the bedroom and goodbye. So if you make the beds in the bedroom on Shabbos morning, and you don't plan, no one's going to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon, so you're making the beds basically from a Tzoy Shabbos. So that's Hachane on Shabbos. From a Tzoy Shabbos is not allowed. This is Rabbi Kivege points out. This is an Issa Derabbanan. This is not an Issa Deraisa. All the Mefarshim and the Mishnayos point that. To do an act of hachana which doesn't consist of any malacha, let's say I have a date on Matzoi Shabbos. I'm picking out, you have a date, I'm married. You have a date on Matzoi Shabbos. So I'm going to pick out the suit, you're going to pick out the suit that you're going to wear on Matzoi Shabbos of the day. So you pick it out and you put it on the side, so that's an Issa hachana. You didn't do any malacha, that's a hachana to wash the dishes. So let's say you're not going to turn on hot water on Shabbos or Shiloh cooking water. You're going to wash the dishes with cold water. So if you think that you may use the dishes today on Shabbos, that's hachana today for today. But it's a late Shabbos shooters. No one else is going to use the dishes today. So to wash dishes on Shabbos from a Tzoy Shabbos, that's hachana. That's an Issa derabbanan. That's not an Issa deraisa. You're not permitted to do hachana not on Shabbos v'chol, not on Yom Tov v'chol, not even Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni. The Gemara says in Beitza that Yom Tov Sheni obviously is only midrabbanan and it's not minatur. So one is not permitted to cook on the first day Yom Tov for the second day Yom Tov, but to carry something on the first day Yom Tov for the second day Yom Tov. What about not to do an act of a malach? What about just to do an act of hachana? He wants to wear, the woman is going to pick out which dress she's going to wear. She can't wear the same dress, achmanu v'chol, 2 days in a row. She wants to pick out the dress she's going to wear on the second day on. She's going to pick it out on the first day on. She's going to take it out of the closet. So that's an Issa, that's an act of hachana. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do hachana even though it's not a malacha on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni. One is not permitted to do an act of hachana. That's what the Chayyarim talks about. Let's say the person, first day Yom Tov, he said Kiddush and he used up all the wine, no more wine. So he has to go down to the wine cellar. He has all his wine in the basement. So he's going to go down to the wine cellar to get wine. He doesn't plan to drink any more wine today on Yom Tov. Finished. Some people drink wine in the middle of the meal. He's finished already. No more wine. He benched already. He's not going to drink any more wine now. And there's no light on in the cellar. So he won't be able to go down tonight. It's going to be dark there. On Leil Yantav Sheni is going to be dark. So he wants to go down to the cellar, in order to wine cellar, in order to bring up some wine, to have what to make Kiddush on for the second day Yantav. So that's an Yisrael Hachonah. You're not allowed, even though it's all within your house, you're not violating Hotzor. It's not that you're doing a Malach on the first day Yantav for the second day Yantav, just doing an act of Hachonah. So the Hayyadim says to do Hachonah on the first day Yantav for the second day Yantav is not allowed. He said, what if you got stuck? What if you managed to use up all the wine upstairs, and the only place you have wine is downstairs, and it's going to come in the daytime, the sun is shining in, and you have windows so you can see where the wine is in the basement. At night time, you won't be able to, you'll fall down the stairs. You won't be able to find the wine at night. So he says, if he really gets stuck, then he gives you an etzer. So he quotes the Gemara in Psachim, where the Gemara says that when you make an Erev Tavshilin, then you're permitted to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, make an Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to cook. If you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to cook. If you made an Erev Tavshilin, you are allowed to cook. Erev Tavshilin says in the Chumash, the Gemara says Erev Tavshilin is only a Takana of the Rabbanon. So how does the Takana of the Rabbanon allow you, permit you to violate an Issa Deraisis? Obviously, there is no Issa Deraisis to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. What happened to the Issa Malacha Bishul? You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov unless it's Echon Nefesh. You're cooking today for today. But if you cook today for tomorrow, that should be an Issa Deraisa. So the Gemara gives two answers to that question. A major machlekes Amoraim, what's the answer to that question? So one Amor is of the opinion that just like you're permitted to cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, today for today, so if you have Shabbos HaSmucha LeYontov, Yom Tov is Chaliyah's Be'er Shabbos, and back to back you have Yom Tov followed with Shabbos, then the din is that Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim LeYontov. You're permitted to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, that's a din min haTorah. But the Rabbanan, they prohibited it in order to be mechazik the halacha that you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Chol. So they prohibited even cooking Yom Tov for Shabbos. Shabbos HaSmucha, if you made an Erev Tavshilin, then they left it on the Din Deraisa. Then you can revert back to the Din Deraisa. That's one opinion in the Gemara. That Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim LeYontov. Why should that be? Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim LeYontov. How do you explain that? But if it's an Issa Deraisa to cook on Yontov for Chol, so tomorrow is tomorrow. Tomorrow is not today. So Rashi and other Rishonim say, Rashi, mainly Rashi, says Rashi and the Rambam say in that Gemara that that opinion in the Gemara goes with the Shita that Shabbos v'yontav asmuchim zelazeh constitutes Kedusha Achas. Even though it's a separate day on the calendar, but the Kedusha Sayyim extends for 48 hours. So just like you're permitted to cook on Yontav for Yontav, that's Echol Nefesh, that they have Yontav asamach l'Shabbos, if you think Kedusha Achas. That topic of Kedusha Achas, when you have Yontav asamach l'Shabbos, is it one Kedusha Sayyim that extends for 48 hours, or is it a separate Kedusha Sayyim on the first day? And the second Kedusha Sayyam on the second day. So that is a famous Machlokes HaTanoim and a Mishnah in Erevin, around Daf Mem or so. And we happen to Paskin, no, we happen to Paskin, it's not Kedusha Achas. The Gemara says, the Halacha, the Shabbos beyond Vasmuchim Zelazeh are not Kedusha Achas. So according to the way Rashi learned the Gemara, we cannot accept that opinion. We can't Paskin like that Amora, who says that the reason why an Erev Tavshilin helps. I Erev Tavshilin told me the Rabban obviously it's Mutam and Atar to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Why is it Mutam and Atar? Because he holds Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yontif. So the Ramban writes in the Melchamas on Psochim on Daf Memches. He says obviously the way Rashi read the Gemara we cannot accept that opinion because we paskin in that Machloekes HaTanoim. The Shabbos Yontif Asmuchim Zolazeh constitutes Shtei Kedushas. It's not Kedushas. It's not Kedusha Achas. Not one Kedusha that goes straight for 48 hours. There's a Kedusha on the first day, Kedusha on the second day. So you can't cook today for tomorrow. So it must be that we accept the other opinion. What's the other opinion? The other opinion is Rabba. Rabba is a big, a tremendous kul. He says that Ha'oifem Yontif L'chol, if a person cooks food on Yontif and he plans to eat it, he's going to put it in the freezer, he's going to eat it next year. He's going to eat it next year. He's cooking on Yontif, not for Yontif, not for today. So, Rabbi is of the opinion that Minatari is mutter because we say, that Echel Nefesh is mutter, the Heter Echel Nefesh doesn't require Kavanas HaGavra. You don't have to have in mind, in order that it should be mutter, the cook on Yontif, that it should be called Echel Nefesh on Yontif, it's not necessary. that you should have in mind that you're going to eat it today on Yom Tov. Not only is not necessary, even if you have kavana lahepach, have intention bedavka not to eat it today. I cook food on Yom Tov, and I plan bedavka to eat it next month. I'm cooking for a shevet brachas, for a bar mitzvah that's going to be next month. Not going to eat it today. The rabbi says, we don't care what you think. We don't care what you think. We say, since theoretically there was a possibility that all of that food that you cooked on Yom Tov could have been eaten today on Yom Tov, that's called Eichel Nefesh. The theoretical possibility of having it eaten up today on Yom Tov makes it into Eichel Nefesh. That's what Tosis points out. The Balei HaTosis used to live in tiny little villages. It would often be barely a minyan of Jews in the village. So let's say the guy's cooking a ton of food. He's Eichel Meyontov Lechol. And he cooks so much food that it's impossible, even if all the Jews in the village, the Jews in other villages can't come on Yom Tov, the Jews in the village, they can't eat so much. You can't eat so much food. The guy cooked a ton of food on Yom Tov. It's clearly that case. He can't say, it's impossible to say that the theoretical possibility of having Jews eat up all the food on Yom Tov labels, it accomplishes that it should be labeled as Melech HaTov. So then Rabbi will agree that you get Malkus. The only time Rabbi says that it's mutam and atayra is if there was a theoretical possibility that all of the food that he cooked on Yom Tov could have been eaten today on Yom Tov. So then we say that it's labeled automatically as Eichel Nefesh. There's no need for Kavanas Agara to label it as Eichel Nefesh. It becomes labeled as Eichel Nefesh automatically based on the theoretical possibility of having all of this food eaten up on Yom Tov. So the Gemara, so we pass the halacha like that. And Rishonim it's a shaila, but the Rambam says the way Rashi read the Gemara, we have to pass like that because we can't accept the other opinion that the reason why everybody agrees that everybody subscribes to the principle of Erev Tavshilin. Even Avraham Avinu made an Erev Tavshilin. That's what it says in the Gemara. Even Avraham Avinu says in the Gemara that he made an Erev Tavshilin. So everybody's masking to that. Not that someone's going to deny that there's an Erev Tavshilin. The Erev Tavshilin is only an invention mid the Rabbanon. Obviously, Minat Torah, it's permissible to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. So what's the Yisayda Hetha? Why is it Mutam Minat Torah? So that's the Machlokes. So we have to, the way Rashi read the Gemara, we have to accept this opinion. Theoretically, all of the food could have been eaten up today on Yom Tov. So here on this Gemara, the Mefarshim point out, but there's another problem over here. What happened to Hachana? What happened to the Yisra Hachana? He's preparing food. Tosis has the question. Tosis all Rishonim has the question. He's preparing food on Yom Tov Shabbos. Our Mishnah is talking about Hachana de Rabbanon. To do a hachana where there's no malach involved. So this is only awesome in the Rabbanah, but there is a din of hachana, the Rabbah, that's a din of hachana de Raisa. That was in last week's parsha, in Parsha's Bishalah, that the Pasuk says, they should prepare the food and chol for Shabbos. So the Gemara understands from the Pasuk, on a plain Friday, if Yom Tov would fall out on Friday, the month wouldn't come down neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. So that passage, that's how the Gemara says on the first daf in Beit, that the month neither fell down on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. Tosfos says there may be midrashim that don't agree. They're not sure. May or may not be a medrash that disagrees. Tosfos has two pshatim, but the Gemara assumes that the month neither fell down on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. So when the Pasuk says, Vayim Yom HaShishi V'chino Yisra Shiyaviyu, means the Yom HaShishi is a weekday, it's not Yom Tov. If it would have been Yom Tov, then there would have been a triple portion would have fallen down on Thursday. It's not that a double portion would fall down on Friday. Nothing would fall down on Friday. If Friday would be Yom Tov. So the Gemara understands in that Pasuk that Chol Mechon L'Shabbos V'chol Mechon L'Yom Tov, Vein Shabbos Mechino L'Yom Tov, Yom Tov Mechon L'Shabbos. And that's a Din Deraisa. That's not just a Din Derabbanan. It's not a Nisa Deraisa. What do you mean? I want to wear a different suit. Let's say today's Yom Tov and tomorrow Shabbos. I want to wear different suits. I take out of the closet. If it's 2 days Yom Tov, one next to the other, and I take out a suit from the closet on the first day Yom Tov to wear on the second day Yom Tov, that's only Hachana de Rabbanos. But if it's Shabbos next to Yom Tov and I take out a suit, that's going to be Hachana de Raisin. How can it be? It doesn't make any sense. That's not what Rabbah means. Rabbah says, Ein Shabbos Mechina le Yom Tov. Then Yom Tov Mechon Shabbos. No, what it probably means is, Al Pi Pashtus, you're not allowed to eat Sadin and eating food all Suda Shabbos and all Suda Siyantav need Achana. So if you have food that had an improper Achana, I'm not allowed to eat food on the second day if you have Shabbos followed by Yontav or Yontav followed by Shabbos. So the meals on the second day need Achana. The meals on Shabbos and Yontav require Achana. That's a mitzvah. So if the meals had an improper Achana, namely it was Huchan on Yontav for Shabbos, Huchan on Shabbos for Yontav, improper Achana doesn't mean that I took the chalas out of the freezer and I put it on the table. That's not called an improper Achana. You're not allowed to do that. That's our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to set the table on one day for on Shabbos for Chol, or the first day Yontav for the second day Yontav. That's a Achana de Rabbanon. But to prepare the food, that the food wasn't Roy Lachil and I make it edible, I cook it, and I'm going to eat the food on the second day, so that's already going to be a problem deraisa. How can you eat the food on the second day, but it had an improper achana? Ain't Shabbos mechina liyontav, yontav mechina l'Shabbos. So what does it help that the Gemara comes up with this idea that hoel b'michle ochem chazalei hashtanami chazalei, since theoretically all the food that I cooked on yontav could have been eaten today on yontav, even though my intention clearly is to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos, so it's mutam and atara to cook. And the whole need for Eftav Shilin is only with Rabbanon, so there's no problem. Yeah. So what do you mean? That only takes care of the Issa Malach, but what about the Din of Hachana? Isn't there a problem there, Raisa of Hachana? He's eating the food on Shabbos, tomorrow Shabbos, that was cooked on Yontif for Shabbos. Isn't that what Rabbi said? A Din de Raisa. That Ein Yontif Mechan the Shabbos, and it's a Din de Raisa. You're not allowed to do food on Shabbos that had an improper Hachana. That's Taisus Kasha. All the Rishonim is that Kasha. So the Taisus in the beginning get baked some Psochem in a few places. So they give two answers. So one of the answers is that the explanation that Rabbi gave of Hoyel, just like it solves the issue of Malacha, it solves the issue of Hachana as well. You were cooking on Yontif, intending to eat all the food on Shabbos tomorrow. So that should have been an Issa Malacha Deraisa. That should have been a problem. How can you eat this food tomorrow on Shabbos? It was cooked yesterday on Yontif. It wasn't. If you wouldn't have done your act of cooking it yesterday on Yontif, you wouldn't have had cooked food. On Erev Yontif, it was raw. It came in Yontif, yesterday was Yontif. The food was still raw. In the middle of Yontif, you cook the raw chicken, and you make it edible, so you're eating the cooked chicken on Shabbos that was cooked on Yontif. Shouldn't that be a violation of the Din Deraisa and Yontif Mechem the Shabbos? So just like Rabbi says, Holy Miklachim Chazaleh Hashtanami Chazaleh, just like the theoretical possibility of having all of the food eaten up by your family, by all the Jews in the community. New York, there's no problem. There are a lot of Jews in New York. Not like in the days of the Bali Atesis, they took a tiny little village, hardly anybody there. So you can't cook too much food on Yontif, there won't be any oil. It's impossible for the Jews to eat up so much food. So Atesis writes in one suggestion that just like oil, the theoretical possibility of having the food eaten up today accomplishes that it's called Maleches Ochel Nefesh for Yontif, even though your intention clearly is to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos. But the theoretical possibility of eating it today makes it that it's called Echol Nefesh. So that theoretical possibility also takes off the din of Hachana de Rabba. I say, when you cook food on Yontif, that food was cooked on Yontif and could have theoretically been eaten on Yontif. You had in mind the Kavanas Agaba was is cooking the food on Yontif for Shabbos, but theoretically all the food could have been eaten up yesterday. You won't have anything to eat on Shabbos. It's a different problem. But Lamaisa, since you cooked the food on Yontav, theoretically all the food could have been eaten up on Yontav, that the hoil v'mikle le'orchim chazile, hashtanami chazile, just like it takes off the issue of malacha, how can you cook, how can you do a malacha, it takes off the issue of hachana as well. So that's what the Chayyadam writes, just like it takes off the iser hachana derais, hachana derabba, so he says it really takes off the iser of hachana, this hachana of setting the beds, and setting the table and pulling out the suit that you plan to wear tomorrow, it takes off. This is we're talking until now about dinam deraisa. There's an isa malacha deraisa. You're not allowed to do a malacha on Yontif unless it's malacha seichel nefesh. I'm cooking food on Yontif that I plan to eat on Yontif. I'm cooking food today to eat tomorrow. It should be an isa deraisa. So we pass like Rabbah, the theoretical possibility of eating it today makes it that it's mutter, even though you intend to eat it tomorrow. And Achana de Rabbah is also an Issa de Raisa. You're not allowed to eat food on the second day. If you have two Yomim Mekudoshim, Asmuchim, Zalazeh, it's a Din de Raisa. You're not permitted to eat food on the second day that had its Achana on the first day. Achana doesn't mean I moved it from one place to the other. Achana means I cooked it. I baked it. I prepared it on the first day. So that Issa Achana is also that problem of Achana de Raisa. Achana de Rabbah is de Raisa, the Gemara says. and beginning of Beit Zadav Gimel, Chana the Rabbis Daraisa. So that problem is solved with the same Svar of Halvi Miklech Mechazile. So the Chayyadim writes that basically it solves the problem of this Hachana as well. If I go to the wine cellar in order to bring up the wine on the first Yontif or the second Yontif, if I would have wanted to, I could have had wine today on the first Yontif. I'm not such a drinker. None of us enjoy drinking wine, so we just use wine for Kiddush and Abdullah and Abrikos. We don't drink wine in the middle of the meal. But theoretically, I could have had the wine today. I could have invited other people that they should come. I'm allergic to wine. I could have invited all the neighbors that they should come and drink the wine. There are a lot of Jews. So the Chayyadim says, since there was a theoretical possibility you could have had the wine today, even though your intention is to drink the wine tomorrow, the Mikra Adin, the Hoyal, the theoretical possibility of drinking all the wine today, takes off the issue of Hachane as well. So when is there ever an Issa Hachane? So the guy has a date on Matzoi Shabbos, he takes out the suit. He theoretically could have changed his clothes now, so it takes off the Holy Sachan. So he says, but Midirabbanan, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to rely on Hoyal. The Gemara says, Rabba's opinion that Ho'efim Yontif L'chol, if you cook and bake on Yontif and plan to eat it after Yontif, a week after Yontif, the Rabba holds Min HaTorah it's Mutter, but Midirabbanan it's Asa. You're not permitted to rely on Hoyal. That's exactly why you need the Erev Tashim. So in this case also, you shouldn't be allowed Mikar Adin, this Hoyal, the theoretical possibility of drinking all the wine today, should have been Matter, that I can bring up the wine. But with the Rabbanan, you're not supposed to rely on the Hoyal. So then the Chayyadim says, yeah, but look in the Sugi Sochim, where the Gemara says there, and this Sugi on Daf Memches, where the Gemara says that in rare cases, when you have a Mokka Mitzvah, then you revert back to the Din Derais and you rely on the Hoyal. The Gemara has cases like that. Let's say Mokkim Hefsid Meruba, Mokkim Mitzvah, for example. A Mokkim Hefsid Meruba. The guy already finished eating on the on Yontif. Not no one's hungry anymore in his family. And then all of a sudden, he has a cow, and the cow takes sick and it's going to die. So if he lets it die, it's going to be Nevela, he'll have to sell it as Nevela meat. He's not going to get so much. If he shechts it right now, he can charge a glatt kosher price when he's going to sell it to someone. It'll be worth, forget about selling it. He'll be able to eat it. He'll be able to eat the flesh. It'll be geshocht in the flesh. It won't be nevela. So if he doesn't do anything today, if he doesn't shecht the day today, he's going to die a natural death. So he's going to suffer a hefsid moment over here. So the Mishnah says in Beitza, the Gemara explains in Sochem, and the says that Mishnah in Beitza, that if he's stuck, the beimah becomes a mesukenes and yontif. And if you want shechted now, then you're going to lose your chance. So then the Mishnah says, and there's not shaykh erev tavshilin. It's not yontav asamach l'shabbos. It's not a shaykh of eating it tomorrow. The shaykh of shechting the animal, that it shouldn't become an avail. It's yontav in the middle of the week. It has nothing to do with erev tavshilin case. The Mishnah says, you're permitted to shecht the animal on yontav, provided that there's enough time, theoretically, to eat a little bit of meat. Normal people don't eat raw meat. There's enough time left on Yontif to shecht the animal and to broil a piece of meat and to eat a little kezayis worth of meat on Yontif. As long as there's such a theoretical possibility, you have the hoyel, so that takes off the iser of doing malach on Yontif. So why is that? Because mikar adin hoyel should always be matir. But the Rabbanim would only allow you to rely on oil. But b'makam hefsid mamim, or b'makam mitzvah, I want to cook food on Yontif for Shabbos. I don't want to have food that was cooked on Erev Yontif. The food that was cooked on Erev Yontif is not going to be warm on Shabbos. I want to cook the food on Yontif. I want to reheat the food, whatever, on Yontif for Shabbos. So b'makam mitzvah, b'makam hefsid mamim, we have the right to rely on the oil. So that's what the Chayyadim writes. That you want to say Kiddush on the second day of on the second night of Yom Tov, also you want to say Kiddush over wine. If you don't have wine, then you say Kiddush over Chalas. But if you have wine, it's preferable to say over wine. And he won't be able to fulfill this mitzvah, the mitzvah of reciting Kiddush over wine, unless he goes down into the cellar today on the first day Yom Tov. Second day, he's not going to be able to go down. He won't have any candles, and at night time, the sun doesn't shine in through the windows. So he says, when you have a makam mitzvah, so then you can rely. Then you can rely on the hoyel to take off the Yisra Hachon also. It takes off all the three dinos. Hoyel takes off the Yisra Malocha Deraisa. It takes off the Yisra Hachon of the Rabba, which is Deraisa. And the Hayyadim says it takes off the Yisra Hachon of Midirabbanan that our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah has an Yisra Hachon that's only Midirabbanan. That's why the Mishnah says this Isur Hachana, which is only Midrabanon, was only instituted if you're Mechen Miyantif Lachol. What if I'm Mechen on Yantif Shabbos, tomorrow is Shabbos? I'm Mechen on Yantif Shabbos. So then the Mishnah says that it is permissible. You're permitted to make the beds on Yantif Shabbos. So Rabbi Kedega points out on the Mishnayos and his Chubas, he has a few places where he repeats the same idea. He says, we're talking about a case over here, the man didn't make an Erev Tavshil. But the Mishnah talks about, are you allowed to set the beds on Yom Kippur for Shabbos? You say the Shabbos and Yom Kippur are sort of on the same level of importance, but he say no, just like Yom Tov is lower than Shabbos, so the Yom Kippur is a little lower than Shabbos. There is a so the Mishnah has a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, we're soon going to learn. Mishnah has a machlokes. The Achronim point out that in Maseches Megillah, the Gemara says that on a normal weekday, on Sheni Vechamishi, Yalein, Kriyas HaTorah, you give three aliyahs. If the day is a little more important than that, if it's Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, you give four aliyahs. On Yom Tov is more important than that, you give five aliyahs. Then Shabbos and Yom Kippur are more important than a regular Yom Tov. So you give six and seven aliyahs. So which day do you give six aliyahs? Which day do you give seven aliyahs? So there's machlokes, the same Tanaim in the same order. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, they argue. So Rabbi Akiva says that Yom Kippur gets seven aliyahs and Shabbos gets six aliyahs. Yom Kippur is the most important. And Rabbi Shmuel says no, that Shabbos is more important than Yom Kippur. And you go up in ascending order, so a regular Yom Tov is five aliyahs, and we pass like Rabbi Shmuel over there. And Yom Kippur is six aliyahs, and Shabbos is seven aliyahs. So that's the same machlekes over here. Do we consider Shabbos on a higher level of importance than Yom Kippur? So it's permissible to make the beds on Shabbos for Yom Kippur. Or he's going to pick out which talus he's going to wear. Where's his special kittel on Yom Kippur, whatever. He's going to pick out something on Shabbos for Yom Kippur, something on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. So there is no Erev Tavshilin. He's not trying to make an Erev Tavshilin when you have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur. B'zman as ever never have Yom Kippur, that falls out on a Friday or on a Sunday. That's because we have a set calendar, and this is one of the rules in the when they fixed the calendar, Hil Hasheni set the calendar, so that's one of the rules that he stuck in. So B'zman HaTanayim, when there used to be Mikadosh al Pi Ariyah, so the Mishnah says it was possible to have Yom Kippur. We're going to discuss it. On Kuf Yud Daled, it was possible to have Yom Kippur fall out on a Friday, fall out on a Sunday. So when you have Yom Kippur, falls out either Friday or Sunday, it's not shach to talk about an Erev Tavshilin. What's he going to make an Erev Tavshilin to be permitted to cook on the first day for the second day? He can't cook on Shabbos for Yom Kippur, he can't cook Yom Kippur for Shabbos. There is no Erev Tavshilin. So you see from the Mishnah, despite the fact, Rabbi Kevega points out, despite the fact that there's no Erev Tavshilin, if you can declare that Shabbos is more important than Yom Kippur, then it would be permissible to set the beds on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. So he says, Wadinami, you would be allowed to make the beds on Yom Tov for Shabbos, even if you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. Or let's say, if you have a good minion, if you have a good gabbai, the minion, so the gabbai tells this as a Torah beforehand. He doesn't wait till Yom Tov morning or Shabbos morning and they take out the Sefer Torah from the Yoram Kodesh, then he makes the whole kohol wait 5 minutes till they start rolling the Sefer Torah. It's the gabbai's responsibility to put the Sefer Torah in the right place where you're going to lay. So what's the din if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, and Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos you'd lay one thing, and Yom Tov tomorrow you're going to lay a different thing. Are you allowed to shtel a Sefer Torah on the first day for the second day? So that's Hachana. You're not allowed to do Hachana. So if the first day is Shabbos and the second day is Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Hachana on Shabbos for Yom Tov. Yom Tov is less important than Shabbos. What if the first day is Yom Tov and the second day is Shabbos? Is it permissible to roll the Sefer Torah on Yom Tov for Shabbos? There's an easy solution. Wait till after the Dav Meiriv and it'll be Shabbos. So then you'll roll the Sefer Torah at night after Meiriv. Let's say his wife doesn't want him to spend 10 minutes in shul. His wife wants him to come home right away. So he wants to roll the Sefer Torah on Yom Tov afternoon. On Yom Tov afternoon, he's going to shtel the Sefer Torah to lay him tomorrow morning, Shabbos morning. Is that permissible? So Rabbi Kedega says, yes, it's Hefter Gomer even without an Erev Tavshil. Even if they didn't make an Erev Tavshil, it's Mutter. He said, you see from the Mishnah that to do a Hachana, Sheim Bo Meloche, if you're doing on a yom mekudosh on behalf of a yom that's yaita mekudosh, to do on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, let's say according to the Tanah that Shabbos is the most important, then you're allowed to. Then it's permissible. You see clearly that there is no that. That's Rabbi Shmuel says like that. Rabbi Shmuel lemer mekaplim es hakelim umatzim es hamitzus miyom hakipurim l'Shabbos. He holds that Shabbos is more important than Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shmuel, he's the one who says like we do. in Kriyas HaTor. He says that Yom Kippur has 6 aliyahs and Shabbos has 7 aliyahs. So Shabbos is more important than Yom Kippur. So clearly there is no Erev Tavshilin, and still there's no prohibition of Hachana over there. So Hu Adinami, if you want to shtel the Sefer Torah from Yontif for Shabbos, from the first day Yontif to the second day Yontif, you're not allowed to. Because it's Shtei Kedushas, 2 days Yontif, Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni, shall go to Shtei Kedushas. So it's you're preparing on the first day for the second day. And the second day is clearly less important than the first day. The first day is Yontif Deraisa, we all know. And the second day is only Yontif Derabbanan. So that you're not allowed to do. If you've made an Erev Tavshil, and Erev Tavshil doesn't help to do something on the first day Yontif for the second day Yontif. But to prepare something, if it would have been in the reverse order, the second day Yontif would have been first. If you would have had Yontif Sheni Shel Golis, would have been an Erev Yontif. Oh, so then, since Yontif Sheni is less important than Yontif Rishon, it just that it doesn't work like that. They don't let us observe Yontif Sheni on Erev Yontif. Got to observe Yontif Sheni the second day. So we never have such a Echitim. Yeah. So the Mishnah Nachamal. So what do we see from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that there is a Machlokes Rabbi Kiri Rabbi Shmuel. Which day is, it's a funny way to word it. Which day is more important, Shabbos or Yom Kippur? Rabbi Kiva sort of says that they're equal. Lo shel Shabbos kreivim b'Yom Kippur, lo shel Yom Kippur kreivim b'Shabbos. He says Shabbos and Yom Kippur are equal. He happens to say there in Megillah that on Yom Kippur you give 7 aliyahs and on Shabbos you only give 6 aliyahs. Doesn't mean that he holds that Yom Kippur is more mekudesh, because Yom Kippur has a mechilos avaynoi, so that's why you throw in an extra aliyah. That's something that Shabbos doesn't have. But he held Mikra Adin, they're both sort of equal. And we assume, like Rabbi Shmuel, that they're not equal, that Shabbos is on a higher madrega than Yom Kippur. He gives 6 aliyahs on Yom Kippur and 7 aliyahs on Shabbos, because he has psukim. So we assume that Shabbos is a higher madrega. So therefore, this Yisr de Rabbanon of Achana, Bali Malacha, doesn't apply at all on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, like it wouldn't apply on Yantar for Shabbos. The Mogen Avraham has a discussion about this. Is it permissible to shtel the Sefer Torah? In Hilchas Simchas Torah he talks about it. They want to roll the Sefer Torah on Shmini Atzeres for Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah you lay in Bereishis. You're going to lay in Bezois HaBrochon. What do you lay in on Shmini Atzeres? You lay in a Yantar Degi Kriya. Then on Simchas Torah you're going to lay in Bezois HaBrochon and you're going to lay in Bereishis. Unlike Pinchas, the Pinchas is that Sefer Torah that has Parshas Pinchas, that's been there the whole week already. That's in the same place. That's no problem. But the Zayis Abracha you don't have ready, and Bereishis you don't have ready. So you're not allowed to roll the Sefer Torah on Shmini Atzeres or Simchas Torah. That's doing a Hachana on the first day Yontif for the second day Yontif. What if Simchas Torah falls out on Shabbos? Once in a while, I think it does fall out on Shabbos. No, Simchas Torah can fall out on Shabbos. So what if it falls out on Shabbos? So then you want to roll the Sefer Torah on Yontif for Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says it depends. If you made an Erev Tavshilin, then you're permitted to roll the Sefer Torah. If you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, then you're not allowed to. So others disagree with the Magen Avraham and they say no, but it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes a din from the Ran and Beitza, that even if you made an Erev Tavshilin, the only thing you're allowed to do on Yontif for Shabbos is Torchei Achila. Erev Tavshilin is only good for food. Let's say I want to carry a sefer to the Beis Medrash on Yontif for Shabbos because I'm giving a shiur on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch that even with an Erev Tavshilin you're not allowed to. You're not permitted to do a malach on Yontif for Shabbos. Min HaTorah it's permissible for either reason A or reason B, whatever it is. But Mid the Rabbanon, the Gemara says not permissible unless you made an Erev Tavshilin. So even once you make the Erev Tavshilin, the Ran is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Lemaaseh, saying that even with the Erev Tavshilin, since the Erev Tavshilin is all food, so the only malachas you're allowed to do on Yontif and Shabbos are malachas that have to do with eating food. But to carry a sefer to the Beis Medrash to give a shir or to learn in on Shabbos, that would not be allowed, even with an Erev Tavshilin. So that's what some Achreinim disagree with the Magen Avraham, and they say, what does he say? It depends whether he made an Erev Tavshilin, didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. Even if he made an Erev Tavshilin, Erev Tavshilin is only good for Tzachei Suda. How does it help for rolling a Sefer Torah? So then Rabbi Kibega comes along and he says, they're all wrong. He says, they all made a mistake. Since rolling the Sefer Torah is Achana Shein Ba Malacha Klal, it's just an Issa Achana Mid Rabbanan. So he shows from this Mishnah, it's clear and obvious that to do a Achana Shein Ba Malacha is mutter if from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, if you assume Yom Kippur is on a lower level than Shabbos. You don't even need it. There's no need for an Erev Tavshilim. Don't tell me Erev Tavshilim doesn't help. You don't even need an Erev Tavshilim since it's a Hachana Shein Bo Malacha. Lad Luke Shraga probably they assume it means to light candles where you're going to be eating. So you'll enjoy, you'll eat the candlelight. You'll enjoy the light while you're eating. But let's say I'm going to light candles somewhere else, not where I'm going to learn, then Erev Tavshilim wouldn't even help. Lad Luke Shraga wouldn't help. Lad Luke Shraga says in the text of Erev Tavshilim, we say we need an Erev Tavshilim in order to light candles. So they understand that it means the Rada sends only to light candles in the place where you're going to eat. Some of the later, in the modern Svarim, that the compendiums that they put out, everything that you ever wanted to know. So they write that they want to say we shouldn't talk to them like this, Ran. Even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, no one disagrees. They say the later Paskin did away with it. So they hold that you are allowed. If you made an Erev Tavshilim, then you are allowed to carry the Sefer to Shul that you're going to give a drasha on. Or give a shiur out that you want to learn. But in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham is working with the Shulchan Aruch. Magen Avraham is a Shulchan Aruch man. Magen Avraham is a commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't dispute it. He takes what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So that's why it was an issue. Even if you made an Erev Tavshilim, maybe it doesn't even help to roll the Sefer Torah on Yom Tov and Shabbos, because that has nothing to do with eating food. So Rabbi Kiveg says, no, the whole discussion is incorrect. There's no malach at all. Also, probably that we assume never kol tzuchana all tzarchei hasuda doesn't mean other tzarachim other than eating food. It means something. What more can it be? Levashulei lafuye to cook and to bake and to do hatmana and to light candles. What more can you do? I don't know. What more is there to do to prepare food? Some of this, some more. To slice something, to do boire. I don't know. To do some malachas that are mutter and yantar. Sometimes boire is mutter. Sometimes tochen is mutter and tochen is nefesh in some cases. The Nachamal, so the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is assuming that kippul begadim is mutter, the full clothing is mutter, and the Gemara is going to qualify it, that sometimes mutter and sometimes aser. The Mishnah only raises an issue that kippul begadim will sometimes be a problem of hachana. Okay, so you got to figure out in each and every individual case, are you in violation of hachana or not? There is a common issue of hachana on the first day yantar for the second day yantar. A lot of times the women leave some food in the freezer from before yantar, which they plan to eat on the second day yantar. So if they're going to take it out on the first day yantar, they're going to take it out of the freezer on the first day yantar for the second day yantar. So that's an isa hachana that you're not allowed to do. It's hachana shein bo malacha. But it's still a prohibition of achanam. That's like taking wine from the basement upstairs. The chayonim says that you're not allowed to do that, and unless you got stuck, so you have no breris. So then he says, take it up early, instead of taking up the last minute before you go to shul on the first day yontif. Take it up early enough. If you take it up early enough, then you have the hoyel. There was a theoretical possibility that someone will be able to drink the wine. It's going to go down to the basement the last minute on the first day yontif. So then there is no hoyel. So so taking out food from the freezer on the first day yontif, that it should thaw out, that it should be ready to eat, and the second day is also going to be an issue of hachana. Should really take it out from the freezer on erev yontif, unless the person forgot, the balabas forgot to take it out, then they're going to be left on the second day yontif without any food. So then you have the chayodim's kula. If you got stuck, it's a hachana b'li malacha, and so really. Hoyel should be matir, except with the Rabbanah, we don't allow you to use hoyel. But the Makom Mitzvah we do allow. So if you really want to have that food on the second night yontif, so you can take it out early enough on the first day that you would have been able to use it on the first day, theoretically. So then even though you're talking violation of hachana, you make it on the first day for the second day, but you have over here the Makom Mitzvah, we allow you to rely on the hoyel.
Right. If you hold that Makam Yitzchus to
have,
it's
a hefsid.
You don't block it.
Okay.
Not only
for. Yeah, that case is good. That's not a Makam Yitzchus. That's Makam Hefsid. Makam Hefsid and Makam Yitzchus. Right. Right. And we revert back to the din deros. Yeah. And Achen Ami.
Even a block.
Yeah.
Sometimes somebody could have to make an air quits from that zayir. You'd be more than you could do a block. The block in this Sunni Shabbos.
They made a separate din. Right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. Right. Then what's the second half of the Mishnah is about the Shabbos with the Yom Kippur. That Rabbi Akiva says, Lo chevel Shabbos krev mi Yom Kippur, lo chevel Yom Kippur krev mi Shabbos. What are they talking about? Talking about the Beis HaMikdash. They all lived after the Churban HaBayis. They're talking Mizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayom, and you bring the Tomashot Bein HaBayim in the afternoon. So usually you don't burn all the chelev on the Mizbeach right away. The Gemara says, Chaviv HaMitzvah B'Shaita. Preferable is that you should burn the chelev of the Karbonis on the same day. And even the Gemara says, if it's Shabbos afternoon, even on Shabbos afternoon, that it's a malacha to cause something. If I have a fire that's burning, not only is it a malacha to light a match, to create a fire, it's a malacha to throw in fuel into the fire, to burn additional stuff. So let's say you bring the Tomash HaShach and Tomash HaBein HaBayim. So that's a malacha of shchita. Normally you're not allowed to do Netilus Neshama on Shabbos, but that's a din, it's a karmish Zman HaKavua. So it's minimum itself, Madecha Shabbos Decha Yontav. What about burning the Chalovim? The burning the Chalovim, Brentish? You don't have to burn it today. You can wait till after Havdalah. Let's say every Shabbos, when you bring the Tomash Shal Shach and the Mustafim and the Tomash Shal Bein Abayim, what's the din? Are you permitted to burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach? Are you permitted to burn the Yevorim and the Emurim? The whole it's oilless. It's all things covered in oil. Are you allowed to burn it? When you burn things on the Mizbeach and it turns into ashes, that's a malach of Havar also. Havar is not only to make the fire. Havar is to burn things in the fire till they turn into ashes. It's also a malach of Havar. So the Gemara says yes, even though theoretically he could have waited till Havdalah and then put all the chelev on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Menachas, Chaviv HaMitzvah B'Shaita. It's preferable to do the Mitzvah B'Shleimusa B'Zmanai. If you burn the Yemurim Balayla, that's like Tashlumen. That's like you did Milu Shaloi B'Zmanach. So, but B'Di Yosef. The more correct is to fulfill the Mitzvah by Haktoris Yemurim. Take it from the Yat. So the Gemara says, one is permitted to burn the Yemurim Shal Shabbos on Shabbos, Shal Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur. So the Shaila here is, what if you have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos and you forgot to burn the Emurim? For some reason or another, they didn't burn the Emurim on that same day. So on a normal weekday, if it would be in the middle of the year, so whatever Emurim you have left over, ever Emurim or Evarim, in the Korban Olah you burn the whole thing. So you don't talk about Emurim, you talk about Evarim. Evari ha'olah. The whole thing is burnt except for the Or ha'olah. The Or you don't burn, you give it to the Kohanim. And in another korban, which is nechel, either by the kohanim or by the bailim, whoever eats it, so then you don't burn the whole korban, but then you burn what we call the yemurim. The yemurim are the chalovim, those sections of the animal that are singled out by the chumash. That's called yemurim. The question, what does the word yemurim mean? So some, if you look in the Tiferes Yisrael HaMishnayis on the first Mishnah Brachos, I think he quotes two pshatim. So one pshat is that it's a Greek word that means hamuvchor. The choice part, that's a Greek word for chelev. Greek word for chelev. A chelek hamuvchor. And it quotes another pshat that it's not a Greek word, it's a Hebrew word. And the word emorim means hachalokim hu amurim b'chumish. Those sections of the animal that are mentioned in the chumish that are singled out and mentioned specifically that you have to burn them on the mizbeach. Okay. So when you talk about a korban oilo, you don't talk about emurim, you talk about evarim. You burn the whole thing, minus the or ha'oilo. When you talk about all other karbonas that are not kula kolu, you're only going to burn certain sections, so then you burn the emurim. So normally the mitzvah is chaviv and mitzvah b'shaita to burn all of the emurim on that day. If it's true on a Shabbos that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, certainly true on a regular Wednesday, on a regular Thursday. Certainly a mitzvah min amuvchor, chaviv and mitzvah b'shaita to burn everything that same day, not to wait till tonight. Even on Beis HaMikdash, the din is halayla halach achayom. The Gemara says in Chulin that in Kochim, you see, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we say Hayom Holach Achar HaLaila, that Shabbos and Yontif and Yom Kippur, the day begins at sundown and goes till sundown. The day begins at Bein Hashmash and goes till next Bein Hashmash. That's called Hayom Holach Achar HaLaila. The day follows the night preceding. But in Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara says it's reversed. Halayla halach achrayim. So despite the fact that halayla halach achrayim, that Wednesday night really belongs to Wednesday in the Beis Hamikdash, it was so terrible if I bring the Tomei Shel Shachar, or Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim today, and I wait till tonight to bring the to burn all the Eivorim on the Mizbech. What's up there? So still the Gemara says no. Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. It's better to burn. Not only is it a little better, Mahadrin. It's Mechal. It can be Mechal Shabbos. If you brought a Tomid and the Musafim, Tzmidim and Musafim on Shabbos, you're permitted and obligated to be Mechal Shabbos to burn the Emorim Bayom as opposed to waiting till Balayla. Even though Pidin, it's the same day. Halayla halach achrayom. It's not really like a Milu Shaloi Bizman. I gave you a Moshel. It's Tashlumin. What kind of Tashlumin? It's the same day. If Halayla halach achrayom in Beis Hamikdash, it's not even like a Milu Shaloi Bizman. It's like I could have done the bris at 8 o'clock in the morning and instead I waited till 12 o'clock. I waited till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, I delayed. I didn't do Zriz Magdimel Mitzvah. So Zriz Magdimel Mitzvah, that's what it means, that the mitzvah of Zriz Magdimel Mitzvah permits you to be Mechal Shabbos, to burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. So surprising, then. Okay. So what happens if you didn't burn the Emurim? So then is you have in the nighttime, you can still burn the Emurim in the nighttime. Shaila, can you burn the Emurim after Chatzos? The first Mishnah in Bracha says, Hektach Halovim Be'emurim is Kol HaLayla. And then the Mishnah says, Tzidei L'Hachi K'sodim and Aveira, you're not allowed to do certain things after Chatzos. So that's a machlek is Rashi in the Rambam. Does that refer also to Hektach Emurim or not? Rashi says it does not. How does Rashi know? Ruach HaKodesh. It doesn't say anywhere. See, Rashi had Ruach HaKodesh. He says, there's no more. The Rambam disagrees. So Rashi says like that. He says, you're not allowed to say Krishma after Chatzos, one Tana says. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. Other things you have to hustle to do before Chatzos. Kedei l'hachi k'sodom and aver. But Rashi says that the v'lamar machachamim at Chatzos kedei l'hachi k'sodom and aver doesn't go on Hektach Halovim v'emurim. That's still called alayla. That's not, you only say l'hachi k'sodom and aver when it's a yochid, a chavis a yochid. Hektach Halovim v'emurim, all the Kohanim are going to take care. It's not my obligation, it's not your obligation. The Kohanim will take care. So if it's a Chayvus HaRabim, you don't make Exer the Rabbanon that they're going to be negligent. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam learns that the din of Kedei L'Harchi Kesod Maver even goes on the Hektar Emurim as well. So let's say if they brought a Korban Bayom and you didn't burn, your preferable is to burn the Emurim Bayom. That's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shai that the Gemara calls it, even the Cheshavis. If you didn't do it, Bayom, so the din is b'diyavad, you do it balayla. Can you do it after Chatzos? Says the Machlekes Rashi. Are you permitted to wait till after Chatzos? Or is there a harchokim in the Rabban? So that's a Machlekes Hatam. What if you didn't do it until after Chatzos? So even b'diyavad, you're not allowed to. No. Even b'diyavad, you're not allowed to. I know. Korban Pesach becomes noiser at Chatzos. Either min atoyr or midir rabbon. According to Rav Lozman and Azariah, it's a din min atoyr. You're not allowed to eat korban pesach after chatzos. So after chatzos is considered noisar min atoyr in a certain sense. And according to the way the other Tanoim think, Rabbi Akiva thinks that chatzos by korban pesach is only a din midir rabbonon. So the Gemara says it becomes noisar midir rabbonon. And the Gemara says if you handle noisar, it's mitamis hayadayim. So the Mishnah says if you handle korban pesach after chatzos halayla, it's noisar. And it's metamei sayadayim. Either noisim and atera, noisim and the rabbanon. The Gemara says it's noisim. Would you say the same thing by hektach halovim v'emurim that they said after chatzos you're not allowed to burn it on, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to burn it on the mizbeach?
Doesn't Ravin Yona there quote that rabbanon were ma'akir the mitzvah and you can't bring the yotzei by kriyashma?
By kriyashma, yeah.
So that wouldn't be parallel. Who made a chul?
I don't know. I don't know how far the Rambam goes. See, Rashi denies the whole thing. Rashi says you're permitted lachatchila to wait till after Chatzos to burn the Hektach Halov Me'emur. The Rambam is going to disagree totally with Rashi. He says it's permissible lachatchila. The Rambam holds lachatchila you should burn it before Chatzos, and even b'di'evad if you didn't, so you lost your chance. And I say that it's already become noiser, and you're not allowed to put noiser on the mizbech. Let's say you didn't burn it all night long. This is according to Rashi. You have all night long to burn the Hektach Halov Me'emur. And he didn't burn it. And it's already yeftar los hashachar. Then it's prohibited to put it on the mizbech. Then it's nicer. It becomes nicer. Different korbanos become nicer at different times. If you have kachim kalim, the part of the kachim kalim that you eat doesn't become nicer so quickly. You have, let's say, shlamim. So you have shnei yamim v'layla echad. So it doesn't become nicer till the 2 days are up. But the Emurim of the Kachim Kalim, that's Kachim Kachim. That's a Mishnah. Emurim of Kachim Kalim is Kachim Kachim. So Kachim Kachim, this man is only Yom Balayla. This man is Yom Balayla. So if you wait till the morning, this is a Dimin Atar. If you didn't burn the Emurim on the Mizbech all night long, and you wait till the morning, then it's forbidden to burn it on the Mizbech. It's also to be Makriv Karbanus Psulim on the Mizbech. Where exactly is there a Pasuk in Chumash that says that it's an Issa? That's nobody knows exactly where. The Tosfos Yontif writes on Mishnah Yizvach, he doesn't know exactly where the Pasuk says that it's also. It says that it's Pasul. You're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. Pasul. Is there a Ver to put on Pasul at Tfilin? You're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. You can't say a Bracha, so it'll be a Bracha of Matala. There's no Ver to put on Pasul at Tfilin. Well, what's an Aver? If that's all you put on, you don't put on kosher tefillin, then you didn't mekayim the mitzvah. So, but there's no Aver to do a make-believe thing, let's say putting on a play. Middle of the play, so somebody has to put on tefillin. So he puts on a pasul tefillin. There's an Aver to put on pasul tefillin. You're just not yet to the mitzvah, so you don't say a bracha when you put it on. So what's the Aver to be makar of a pasul or carbon, pasul or carbon? You're not yet to, it's not kosher. So what's wrong if you burn it on the mizbech? It's like chulim bazara. Chulim bazara. Chulim Bazar is a machlekes hatanoim, whether it's an Issa deraisa or an Issa derabon. So Tosfos writes in one place, Chulim Bazar is a machlekes, whether it's deraisa derabonon, that's a different thing. To shecht a behemas chulin in the azar. But to burn on the mizbeach, to be makter chulin on the mizbeach, Tosfos writes in one place, that everybody agrees that that's an Issa deraisa. So they say it's against the Gemara. The Gemara Nazir is against the Tosfos. The Gemara Beferish in Nazir. If you hold a chulin bazara is not an isa deraisa, so the Gemara says you're permitted to be makta chulin on the mizbech also. So what's that there to be makriv karbonus psulim on the mizbech? So you know, so you won't be yotzei. So it's an imitation. You're not allowed to do. So the Tosfos Yontif writes on Mishnah Yizvachim. He's not sure because Mishnah is assumed that there's a biblical prohibition. It's an isa deraisa to be makta karbonus psulim on the mizbech. Right, we don't know exactly what the makar is in the Chumash, but there clearly is some Issa deraisa that's assumed by all the Tanaim and the Mishnayos and Zvachim. So if you'll wait till the morning, you wait till Alos Hashach in the morning, for sure it'll be forbidden to be makdir the Chalovim and the Eivorim on the Mizbech. It'll be nicer. Even if these are Emurim of a Kachim Kalim, the Emurim of a Kachim Kalim have a status of Kachi Kachim because it's Kachi Hashem. So all Kachi Kachim, this man is Yom Balayla. When it's going to come, now Alois Hashach is going to be Nifsal Balino. Same thing, let's say the Kachim Kalim, the Mokum is Yerushalayim. So it's only Nifsal B'yotzi if you take it outside Yerushalayim. But the Mokum of the Emurim of the Kachim Kalim, that's Kachi Kachim, so that Mokum is the Azor. If you take the Emuri Kachim Kalim, Chutzal Azor will be Nifsal B'yotzi. The Emurim of the Kachim Kalim have the same dinim as Kachi Kachim. There's Me'ilah. There's no Me'ilah. If a person is nenem and ahegdush, she has to pay kerem mechaimish and bring Hashem me'ilas. So the din of me'ilah, that penalty of me'ilah, kerem mechaimish and Hashem me'ilas, doesn't apply if you get hanoah from kachim kalim. But there is me'ilah on emurim of kachim kalim. Mishnayis learn that. They learn that from a pasuk in Chumash. That emuri kachim kalim were nisrabu le'me'ilah, because they have the din of kachim kachim. The emurim have a din of kachim kachim. So if you wait till the morning, for sure it's also to be makrevit. After Alos Hashanah, wait till after Chatzos, I don't know. According to Rashi's Mutter, Lachatchil, according to the Rambam, that you know, I got to look on the Rambam, what he says. According to the Rambam, that Lachatchil, you should have burnt it before Chatzos. So do you say that Chatzos is just like a Pesach, Lacha Chatzos, Metame is Hayadayim, the Korban Pesach, the flesh of the Korban Pesach, after Chatzos is declared as Noisar, Yidem and Atorah, Mid Rabbanon. So you say the same thing over here by the Emurim, of all the karbonas, when it comes chatzos alav, according to Rambam, it has the status of noisar midirabbanan, and you're not allowed to burn it anymore in the mizbeach. Or did he mean to say just lahatchila? I don't know. Got to take a look in the Rambam. So nachum also here there's a machlokes hatanoim based on psukim the Gemara is going to quote. If you didn't burn the emurim on a Wednesday in the morning or Wednesday in the afternoon of whatever karbonas, not only karbon tamish shachat tamish benal, any karbonas, anybody brought a karbon. So you have to burn the Emurim balayla. Halayla halachachari. If you wait till the morning of the next day, till Alos Hashach the next day, it's already Nifsal Belina, it's forbidden. It'll be an Issa Deraisa to burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach. So here there's a machlokes. What if it's Friday afternoon? So you have to hurry up to burn all the Emurim Mibod Yom. If you wait till Friday night, or Erev Yontif, you wait till Leil Yontif, we don't permit you to be makter Oilas, it says, Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatai. So the Gemara is medayik, the Tanaim are medayik. Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbat v'lo olas kol b'Shabbos. If you brought an olas kol on Erev Shabbos, all the karbonos that they brought on Erev Shabbos, whatever they brought, and they didn't burn the emurim on the mizbeach before lichpensh and before shkia on Friday afternoon, then it's Leil Shabbos finished. That's an Issa deraisa. That's lined up in the pasuk. Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbato v'lo olas kol b'Shabbos. That's going to be the whole sugya on the bottom of Kuf Yudalid. The end of the first parak is such a discussion, and over here, the bottom of Kuf Yudalit. Going over to Kuf Yudalit on the base. So here is the Machlekes HaTanoim. If Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday, which in our calendar never falls out, but this man should kitsch off the Yerim. Sometimes Yom Kippur would fall out on Friday, sometimes on Sunday. So do you say that Yom Kippur has a lower level of Kedusha than Shabbos, and therefore You would be allowed to burn the emurim or the evarim of the karbonos of Shabbos on Leil Yom Kippur or not? Yeah. And what if you have Yontif next to Shabbos? Yontif next to Shabbos. So if Yontif is on Erev Shabbos and you brought Tzmidim and Mustafa on Yontif, you're not allowed to burn the emurim on Leil Shabbos that were left over from Yontif on Erev Shabbos. But if Yontif is on Matzoi Shabbos, so the assumption in the Mishnah is, the Gemara is going to discuss that assumption. Assumption in the Mishnah is that when Yontif falls out on a Sunday, if you didn't burn the Emurim in the Beis Hamikdash from the Shabbos Dikah Korbanos, if you didn't burn them all on Shabbos, you can burn them on Motzoi Shabbos Balayla, even though Motzoi Shabbos is Yontif. That's the assumption in the Mishnah. That's the assumption. Or, it never happens, let's say, Pesach would fall out the day after Yom Kippur. Sukkot would fall out there. It never falls out like that. Okay, so Yom Kippur is a higher level of Kedusha than Sukkot. It's just that it doesn't fall out like that. So then you would be permitted to burn the Emurim of the Kavanas that you brought on Yom Kippur. You would be permitted because Yom Kippur clearly has a higher level of Kedusha than Shabbos. Than Yom Tov. So that never happens. Okay. So this Yom Kippur with Shabbos, that's going to be based on Sukkot. The part of the psukim that are relevant to our Mishnah are, do you say that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are both equally important, or Shabbos is more important than Yom Kippur? The details of the psukim, the nitty gritty details that has to do with the Korbanos and the Beis Hamikdash. And then machloikis between the Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gel Inyanenu is whether they're on the same level of significance or Shabbos is higher than Yom Kippur. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. Amri de Bei Rab Yanai. And Rab Yanai's yeshiva, he used to say over like this, that the din in the Mishnah is not 100% accurate, that mekaplem misakelem, that you're permitted to fold the begodim. Lo shana wa'al abadim echad. That's only mutter. There isn't even a nisa de rabbanan misakman if one person folds it. Avol b'shnei b'nei adam lo. Sometimes you have a gigantic tablecloth, and you want to fold up the tablecloth. It should be just so, that it shouldn't have any sloppy creases on it. So you need more than one person. You can't have one person hold such a long tablecloth. So if you need Shnei Bnei Adam, then it's Misakin Manim Mid Rabbanan. About a Mechanami Larman, even if one person is folding up the begadim, the clothing, or the cloth on his own, it's only Ela Bechadoshim. If it's brand new begadim, so then there's no Malach of Kippur begadim. Avo B'Yishonim. But if you have old clothing, so then the folding of the clothing will make a crease, so that'll keep it in good shape for a longer time. So that's a misakin manim the rabban. Chadashim nami l'amaran ella. When do you say that by chadashim there's no iser on misakin manim ella b'levanim? If they're white, avol b'tzvuim lo. But if it's colored, then there is an iser on misakin manim even on chadashim. Somehow on colored clothing, the folding, making the folds is a malocha. It's a misakin manim. L'amaran ella shein l'ala hachlit. The heter only is that what says in the Mishnah, he permitted to fold the begodim on Shabbos. So if the guy wants to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon, so he takes off his begodim and he wants to fold them up before he goes to take a nap. So we allow that on Shabbos for Shabbos, we allow that because it's not really hachana. It's not, he's mechen mi Shabbos le Shabbos, not being mechen mi Shabbos le chol. So the Gemara says that heter, that there's no is hachana, that's only thing lo lahakla. He has no other clothes to wear for Shabbos, he has no other pretty clothes to wear for Shabbos. Ha yesh lo lahakla if lo. If he has another suit to wear, so we wouldn't permit him to fold up this baguette on Shabbos, we would tell him, wear a different suit. You hear on this Gemara, This is the shaila. Does this all apply bisman hazeh? Let's say folding up a talis bisman hazeh. So Tosfos writes on the Mishnah mekaplim kelim mikan lamad and also lekapel talis shel beis haknesses lefi shehem sorech mochor. Tosfos says by folding a talis on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur, if you're folding it for tomorrow, you're not allowed to. What about on Leil Yom Kippur? The meaning is that we only wear talis in the daytime. Because we pass the Naksus Laila is Potter. The Gemara has a Machlokes Hatanoim. Where the women are chayvin tzitzis or not. What's the issue? Is it a mitzvah sasei shehazman grama? Women are Potter? Or is it not a mitzvah sasei shehazman grama? So the Gemara says in Brachas and other places, it depends whether you say Risa Mosa Prat Laksus Laila. So Tosfos shows from the Gemara that that's how we pass. Naksus Laila is not chayvin tzitzis. And is it a Tosfos here also? I don't know, Madlikin. Don't remember. We paskin that the ksus laila is potter from tzitzis. If in the mitzvah tzitzis is called a mitzvah sasei shehazman groma, and the women are potter. Where did that come from? I don't remember. The Gemara tells about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loi that if he gets dressed, we'll call the chambers. So I'm not leaking something. Okay. Where? Zion and Bates. Please, most of Pratt looks too slimy. That's where the Gemara is, yeah. But where's the story about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loi? Chafem and Bates. He says when the Talmidim came, so Haimechabim imenu kanfek susam. The Talmidim did not have tzitzis on their sadinim. Talmidim were wearing four cornered begadim that were made from linen, so they did not put on tzitzis. Rabbi Loi wore four cornered clothing made from sadinim of linen, and he did put on tzitzis, and the students did not. By Talmidim, so they hid mechabim imenu kanfek susam. They were holding on to the corners of their begadim that the Rebbe shouldn't see that they didn't put on tzitzis. So he says that they segzerim mishum ksus laila. Oh, so that's the bottom Tosfos on that daf says minokat stamad hashas high time. That's the last Tosfos on Chafei days. Since the Gemara seems to say explicitly that we assume that a ksus laila is potter from tzitzis. So that's the halacha that women are potter from tzitzis because it's a mitzvah sasei shehazman grama. So it says, would appear, mashma de kaimalach, Reb Shimon de poitze ksus laila. And therefore women are potter from tzitzis. That's the bottom taste. That's the taste in a few places. Taste in a few places. Okay. So normally we don't wear tzitzis balayla. On Yom Kippur we wear a talis, even b'leil Yom Kippur. What is that? You can't say a bracha. It's a ksus yom that you wear in balayla. That's a machlokes tesis in the Rambam. What does it mean that balayla is potter? The Rambam says that the mitzvah tzitzis only in the haggis bayom. It's not the haggis balayla finished like lulav shayfer. It's only bayom and not balayla. So tzitzis only in the haggis bayom and not balayla. And tesis and the Rosh disagree. They say no. It depends on a ksus yom and a ksus layla. Pajamas are potter from tzitzis, but if you wear a talis balayla, a talis is basically a ksus yom. So ksus yom that you wear balayla is chayv in tzitzis. That's a machleki. So when you put on a talis balayla, you don't say a bracha because it's a machleki tzitzis in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah. According to tzitzis, there is a mitzvah. A ksus yom balayla is chayv in tzitzis. According to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah. So that's why you don't say a bracha. That's why the Taz says you shouldn't put on an arbe kamfas balayla. You shouldn't put on a talis balayla. Because you're not mechuyev to wear a talis, so you're going to put yourself into a situation when there's going to be a machlekes, but they say a bracha, so that's not right. So it's better, so don't do the whole mitzvah. If you have to fulfill a mitzvah, let's say tefillin achal moed, there's a machlekes whether you wear tefillin achal moed. So many have the practice that they put on tefillin, believe bracha. The Taz says like that. Half of the Jews in the world put on tefillin without a bracha achal moed. Why? Machlekes, so misofik. So why don't you just say, well, let's not get involved, let's not wear tefillin. No. According to those who are showing me a mechuyev to wear tefillin achal moed, So you can't say, let's not get involved. You'll be mevatla mitzvah. You won't be wearing tefillin. But to wear a talis, don't put on a talis. Don't put on an abakampas balayla. You're not mechuyev to put on a talis. If you're wearing a four-corner garment, then you're obligated to put on tzitzis. So don't put on a four-corner garment. You won't become obligated to wear tzitzis. If you put on the tzitzis bayom and you said the brocha bayom, so you continue to wear the tzitzis balayla, you don't take it off. You continue to wear. But to put on a tzitzis balayla, that we don't permit. It says that the chazan who says slichas puts on a talis, even though the slichas is in the middle of the night. On many shuls, the chazan of Davin's Mairiv puts on a talis. That's the shaila. How can he? You're not allowed to put on a talis? The Taz says you're not allowed to put on a talis balayla. So the Taz says, get someone else's talis. So for sure you don't say bro. If it's your talis, there's going to be a machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos, whether you say brocha or not. So getting back over here, Nachamon. So Tosfos said, normally we don't wear a talis all day long either. We just put on a talis in the morning and take it off. And Yom Kippur is different. We wear the talis all day and all night. Haka, what is that all about? Why do we wear the talis all day and all night? So that's interesting. So here the Gemara has on the bottom of the later, four lines from the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. He was quoting from the Novi Yeshaya. V'chibarato me'asoz derechach me'mtoch hafotzech ha'midaber dover. So the Novi Yeshaya tells us the two mitzvahs medivrei Kabbalah. That's medivrei Nevuah. Kibur di'ayne. V'karosa l'shabbatanu v'kadosh Hashem mechubot. So the Pasuk says you should do kibur and you should do only. What does it say? V'chibarato? So the Gemara says three lines from the bottom of the Yom Shalayim Malbush Choshal Shabbos Ke Malbush Choshal Chol. How does the word covered come to mean the Godim Kihod? Rabbi Yechon used to refer to his clothing Kori Lemane Mircha Abdusi. He used to refer to his clothing as the thing that gives me covered. When a person wears clothing, it adds dignity to himself. People will respect him more, and he will have more self-dignity. He will have more respect for himself. He'll talk like more of a mensch if he's wearing a nice bekovedik of the garden. Mr. Lemberger, who usually sits over here, always points out that the BBC, which is a radio station, not a television, the BBC used to have a rule that all of the broadcasters have to wear a three-piece suit when they speak. They could be naked. What's the difference what they're wearing? They're talking. No one sees whether the answer is not, because if the person is wearing a three-piece suit with a tie, so then they're going to speak like a mensch. He'll have more self-respect for himself, and he'll talk more like a mensch. So Rabbi Yechonon used to refer to his God as Mechabdusi. So therefore, when the Pasuk says, V'chibarato, you should do acts of kavod on Shabbos, what it refers to is, Shelo Yehei Malbushcha Shel Shabbos, Ke Malbushcha Shel Chol. That's covered. And the oneg is you should enjoy Shabbos. So there's a Gemara later on Kuf Yud Testament Aleph. So the Gemara has about six, seven lines from the bottom. Amalei Rish Galusa Lerav Hamnuna. He asked him a question. My Dechsiv, what's Pshat in the Novi Yeshaya, the same chapter in Yeshaya? V'kdosh Hashem Mechubot. You should honor the special B'kovedik day. So he says that day refers to Shabbos. B'karosa L'Shabbos Oynig refers to Shabbos. But this pasuk, L'kdosh Hashem Mechub, refers to Yom HaKippurim. Why to Yom HaKippurim? Zeh Yom HaKippurim Shem B'lo Achila B'lo Shtiyo. Normally on a regular Shabbos you have Kippur and you have Oneg. So the Oneg is Achila Shtiyo and Tashmish Amito on Shabbos. But on Yom Kippur you don't have Achila Shtiyo, you don't have Tashmish Amito, the Inuyim. So Omer Torah Kabdeu Biksus Nekiyo. So the Meiri points out on this Gemara Kuf Yutes, because Yom Kippur you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg, there's no Achil Ashtiyah, so therefore we should emphasize, we should fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud twice as much as we would normally fulfill it on a regular Shabbos. So that's why our minig is that we wear a talis all day Yom Kippur, all night and all day. And that's why many have a minig, they only wear kittel on Yom Kippur. Other communities, they wear kittel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And others have the minig only on Yom Kippur, not on Rosh Hashanah. Why? The kittel is also a special malbush l'kavod Yom Kippur, because we want to emphasize the kavod. L'kdosh Hashem l'chubot Yom Kippurim. Because there's no oneg, ein ba'al lo achila v'lo shtiyo, ometor kavdeu b'ksus nekiyo, you should give twice as much. On a regular Shabbos, you also need ksus nekiyo. Regular Yom Tov also. But you have to have more ksus nekiyah on Yom Kippur than you have to have on a regular Shabbos. So the Tosfos speaks about folding up a talus on Shabbos for tomorrow, for the weekdays, that's hachana. What if you wear a talus Leil Yom Kippur and you're going to fold it up Leil Yom Kippur, you plan to use it on Yom Kippur in the morning? So if it's on the same day for the same day, then Tesis would say that it's permissible. They only say Mikan Lamadna also the kapel talisu shal beis haknesses on Shabbos for the weekdays lefi sheim tzorach mochar. What if it's a tzorach for the same day Leil Yom Kippur for Yom Kippur in the morning? So then from Tesis you see that it's permissible. Shabbos, but the Gemara says you're not allowed to. The Gemara says if it's a talus yishona, you're not allowed to. So isn't it what they're talking about, a brand new talus? Talus chadasha levana. How often do you buy? Every week you buy a new talus. Normally people have a talus that lasts for a few years. So usually it's going to be, most of the time it's going to be a talus yishona. It's not going to be a talus chadasha. So doesn't the Gemara say that it's also? So that you get the impression from the Tosfos that somehow the whole discussion in the Gemara that this mechzik nirikim is second what Rashi said. The Misakim Onim Rabbanim doesn't apply to all cases of folding the garment. So that's what the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa has a discussion. He quotes some Achroinim who say that this prohibition against folding clothing, that it's a Misakim Onim Rabbanim, perhaps it only applies if you just wash the clothing and the first time you fold it, you're making a crease. So when you make that crease, if you wouldn't have made that crease, it would have been creased all over the place. So the first time when you do the Kippel Begodim, so that's a Misakin Monim. But if I have a talus that I've been wearing already for a couple of years, it already has its creases, kavua. So when I fold it, that's just to prevent it from getting, from becoming sloppy. But my folding it doesn't really make any new creases in it. So maybe that's what Tosfos seems to be assuming. Maybe that's not included in the whole sugya of Misakin Monim over here. Maybe that's mutter. So the Shmir Shabbos writes that Mikir Adin should really be mutter, but he says the Achrayim say like that. But he says the minig olam is that they don't fold talis. They don't fold talis. Rav Soloveitchik didn't have that minig. So every Leil Yom Kippur used to fold his talis, and he would say that Tosfos says you're not allowed to because it's a tzorach mochar. But tonight for tomorrow is the same day. He used to explain why he's folding a talis. He can't fold a talis on Shabbos for lamochar for tomorrow. What if I have a special Shabbos to give talis? You only wear the talis on Shabbos. So is that hachana if you make this Shabbos for next Shabbos? Is it only hachana if you make Shabbos for Chol? What if you make Shabbos for next Shabbos? Rav Soloveitchik thought that for sure it's not allowed. One of the boys showed him when we were learning Shabbos, one of the boys showed him that Rabbeinu Hananel says beferish that it's mutter. So he says he can't believe it. He finds it hard to believe. That's on the Shmir Shabbos Kolchos also. He quotes Rabbeinu Hananel says mutter. He says the Achrayim found it hard to believe. They couldn't understand to be meichen on one Shabbos for the next Shabbos. They think that that should not be allowed. Rabbeinu Hananel is not so difficult to understand. There is a Gemara in Krisis where the Gemara discusses that all the Shabbosos of the year are all a hemshach of each other. Shabbos Parshas Yisro is a hemshach of Parshas Bishalach, and it's a hemshach of Parshas Bo. So the Gemara has a discussion there. If a person did a malacha chatzi shir, let's say he wrote one ois on Shabbos B'Shegeg. He won ois achas on Parshas Boy and ois achas on Parshas B'Shalach. Are they mitzvah from Yachad to Dichai v'chata sanat? So the Gemara says, in principle, yes, they should have been mitzvah from Yachad. There may be some outside reason why they won't be mitzvah. Maybe Yomim Shebetayim Havyan Ki Yediyah. Maybe for some reason or another there's a machalik over here. But I'll be pashtus. The Gemara says all the Shabbos are on one long hemshech. All the Shabbos is Hashana on one long hemshech, and it's considered like one hemshech of a kedusha sayyar. Like there was one opinion in the Tanoim that was not accepted, that the Shabbos v'yontav asnuchim zelazeh constitute kedusha achas. That there's a kedusha sayyar that goes for 48 hours. So that's what the Gemara increases seems to assume, that all the Shabbos are a hemshech of the kedusha sayyar from last Shabbos. If you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, it's not a Hemshech. But this coming Shabbos is a Hemshech of Kedushas Hayom of last Shabbos, which in turn was a Hemshech of Kedushas Hayom from before. All the Shabbos of Hashanah are one big Hemshech. So Rabbeinu Hananel is not that much of a Pella. I don't know, Rav Soloveitchik couldn't believe it. And the Shmir Shabbos and the Chosa also, Kikot Tachayim said, they can't accept that Rabbeinu Hananel. I don't know what they got so excited. Okay. But that's a shadow whether this applies by us. I'm folding regular clothes, whether it applies to our case. You have a suit, and the suit the trousers have a crease, and you're just going to hang the trousers up on a hanger, the same crease that they had before, you're not making it any deeper crease. If you take trousers that don't have any crease, you make a crease on Shabbos. So that's a shtick on the second monim of the Rabban. You can't say sack monim out there. You could have worn the trousers without a crease. According to our society, the trousers look prettier with a crease. So that's a masakim monim of the Rabban. The trousers have a crease already. They just hang it up in such a way on the hanger that the crease should remain. So that's the minig olam is that people don't do it, even though the Paskim say that there's room to be makel, that it really should have been moved. Then the Gemara goes a different thing about Bigdei Shabbos Bechlal. Omer Afunim Yesh Lo Lahachlif Yachlif. So Rashi says Yesh Lo Lahachlif Mishyesh Lo Begodim Levad Neos Mishalavish Bechol Yachlif Mishabbos. You really should have separate Bigdei Shabbos and separate Bigdei Chol. You're not supposed to wear the same begodim on Shabbos and on the weekdays. They're two dinim. You're not permitted to wear big day chol b'Shabbos. It's a violation of Kvod Shabbos. And you're not allowed to wear big day Shabbos b'chol. If you wear big day Shabbos b'chol, so you demonstrate that there's nothing special about Shabbos. If you're wearing big day Shabbos b'chol. In fact, there's a whole machlokes in Achronim. When are you supposed to take off the big day Shabbos on Matzoy Shabbos? When you come home before Havdalah? Or right after Havdalah, or after Malava Malkin. When are you supposed to take off? You're not supposed to leave on the Big Day Shabbos too long. You're not just like you're not supposed to wear Big Day Chol b'Shabbos, you're not supposed to wear Big Day Shabbos b'Chol. So the Gemara says, "Miyesh lo lahachlif yachlif." If the person can afford it, he should have a separate wardrobe for Shabbos from the weekdays. And really, you should have Big Day Yontif also. Big Day Yontif is supposed to be more fancy than Big Day Shabbos. And Chalamoid is supposed to be nicer than the weekdays, but less than Yontif. So you got to have four different wardrobes: one wardrobe for the weekdays, one wardrobe for Chalamoid, a third wardrobe for Shabbos, and the most fancy is supposed to be for Yontif. They quote that the Chazon Ish and the Stipler said they were poor people. What do you mean we should have special fancy clothing for Yontif over and above Big Day Shabbos? We can't afford it. So he says, our meaning is we wear the same goddamn on Shabbos and on Yontif. We don't have fancier on Yontif than on Shabbos. And other people, they go out of their way. They have a special hat, special Hamburg for Yontif. So they used to have a special hat for Yontif as opposed to Shabbos. On Shabbos, he wore a normal hat. On Yontif, he used to wear a top hat in the early years. He used to wear a tzelenda on Yontif. Only a few days a year, Yontif. And on Shabbos, he didn't wear the tzelenda. He wore a normal hat. Some people have a special Hamburg, they'll only wear it on Yontif. Some people have special cufflinks, a special tie pin, special ties, they only wear it on Yontif. Because we can't afford to have special suits, we can't afford so much. Chazon Ish couldn't afford the tie pin, couldn't afford the cufflinks. So he didn't, so he wore the same Shabbos Yontif. But if a person can afford it, Big Day Yontif are supposed to be fancier than Big Day Shams. So it says, Yesh lo lahachlif yachlif. If he can afford it, you should really have two separate suits. That's a good question. If everybody agrees that Shabbos is more important than Yontif, so why should Big Day Yontif be fancier than on Shabbos? So Rav Soloveitchik gave an explanation. He said that both on Shabbos and on Yontif, we are meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have our rendezvous with the Shechina. That was his lashon. He liked that word. So he said, but there's a difference. On Yontif, we go visit the Ribbono Shel Olam in his home. We go to the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbos Regalim. So we're going to visit the Shechina in their place. And at King's Palace. And on Shabbos, we invite the Shechina to come visit by us. So he says, when you're together with the, when you have a rendezvous with the Shechina, you got to dress up nicely. But if you're going to visit the king in his palace, then you have to get up, your get up has to be, your clothing has to be fancier than if the king is coming to visit by you. So he said that that's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. That on Yontif, we go to visit the Shechina in the Mokam HaShechina in the Beis HaMikdash. And on Shabbos, the Shechina comes to visit us. So that's why the Big Day Yontif have to be fancy. He says, why do we say Kabbalah Shabbos? How come we say Kabbalah Shabbos? Well, how come there's no Kabbalah Yontif? So the Aldera HaPshat, the answer is, what do you mean there's no Kabbalah Yontif? We were the ones who made the Yontif. If not for us, the Yontif wouldn't exist. Shabbos is Kriya V'Kaimah from Sheshis Mei Bereshis. The Baruch Shalom is V'Kaddish. The Baruch Shalom Sheshis Mei Bereshis was Mekadosh all the Shabbosim of Lasid Lover. That's what it says in Parashas Bereshis. But Yontif, the Rabbanu Shlomo wasn't Mekadosh. He gave us the ability that we should be Mekadosh. So we were the ones that make the Rosh Chodashim and the Yom Tov. You don't have to recite Kabbalah Yontif. We brought it into existence. But Shabbos, which we didn't have any, we didn't have a hand in bringing Shabbos about, so we have to greet the Shabbos to make a Kabbalah Shabbos. That's how Psalpi Pashtus. The Rav Soloveitchik gave the Oyer Shlomo Psalpi Kabbalah. So he says, when you greet the Shabbos, you're really greeting the Shekhinah who's coming to visit by us. When you say, Boy v'shalom, you're not only greeting Shabbos, you're greeting the Shekhinah. So that's only on Shabbos where the Shekhinah comes to visit by us. On Yom Tov, the Shekhinah doesn't come to visit us. It's considered as if we're going to visit the Shekhinah. That's why we have to dress with more bekavod dikah v'gavod. No, they said also, it's considered as if we're going to visit the Shekhinah. I'm not sure exactly what that means. So the Gemara says, "In yesh lo lahachlit yachlit." If a person can afford it, he has to have separate big day Shabbos and separate big day chol. Main lo lahachlit. What if he's so poor he simply can't afford to have a separate suit for Shabbos? So the din is yishalshal bibigodol. He used to wear by us. It's not shaykh, but he used to wear like in Afghanistan. He used to wear these. A sheet, you just wrap the sheet around. So all week long when the people are running around working for a living, so the sheet doesn't go down so low. So your feet are loose to be able to run around and to do malachas, Rashi says. But on Shabbos, you want to demonstrate you're not going to do malacha, so you should wear your malbushim, you should be mishana. So what do you mean mishana? So all week long you used to have a short malbush, to take the same sheet and wrap around in such a way that it should be longer. Or if all week long you go longer, so Shabbos you should wear shorter. The same beged. If you have two different suits, one for Shabbos, one for the weekdays, that's what you should do. So if on the weekdays you wear a short jacket, so then it makes sense that on Shabbos you should wear a Prince Albert. You should wear a long jacket. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to wear years ago. He used to wear on Shabbos, he used to wear a longer jacket. Why? Because Rashi says that wearing aruchim, wearing longer jackets, that's the midas of Hashem Hayoshim Beis Menesich and Salah Gudei Menorot Bishul Malacha. They don't have to work for a living. So they wear a long jacket, shows that you're not running anywhere to work. A short jacket indicates that you're running to work. So if you have two separate suits, so it would be nice to indicate that Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you're not doing malachas, so have longer jackets. Okay. If you don't have two separate suits, you're so poor you can't afford it. You're gonna wear the same clothing for Shabbos and for weekdays. So you should make a shinui. So the shina could be in either direction. If all week long you wear long, so on Shabbos you should make the same God and make them short. If all week long you're wearing short, so Shabbos you should make long. Preferable would be that all, if you're going to wear the same beggar and you have a choice how you should do it, so do it the way Shabbos, the way Rashi explains. All week long wear short, and the same clothing make it long on Shabbos. But if all week long that's the way you wear it long, then on Shabbos you should be mishana. The ikar is that it should be mishana. You're not supposed to do things on Shabbos the same as the weekdays. Soloveitchik said that in a lot of shuls in the summertime they'll be mekabel Shabbos early in order to be able to eat their dinner at the same time that they eat all year long. So he said that's exactly in contradiction to the din of Shabbos. That Shabbos is supposed to demonstrate that everything is different. The day of Shabbos, everything is different. There's mani achila are different. The Gemara says that's when you start getting sick. When you change, Gemara says shina versus tchilas choli. When you change your, the Gemara says in the end of Ksubis, when you change your daily routine, you eat breakfast at the same time every day and you have a coffee in the afternoon exactly the same time, so that'll, you'll remain healthier. You'll live like the Yekas in the neighborhood. They live 15 years longer than everybody else because you do everything exactly the same. Every day exactly the same. And the Gemara says, Shinoi versus Tchilas Choli. When you change your routine, so that causes you to get sick a little bit. But on Shabbos, that's what the Gemara seems to say. Everything on Shabbos should be different to demonstrate that Shabbos is a different day. Shabbos is not the same as the other days of the week. The Goyim always had complaints against the Jews. Why are they so lazy? Why they don't work on Shabbos? The Jews always said, no, Shabbos is different from the days of the week. But to an Esrufus, they asked Rabbi Akiva, my yom yom mine, prove to me that Shabbos is different. So in the days of the Mon, we spoke of the Mon, didn't fall down on Shabbos, fell down on the week. So it was Mamish Ben HaShamayim Yochichu. That Shabbos is a different day. But that's been a long time ago. That was 2,000 years ago. So how can you prove today that Shabbos is different? So the Gemara has the whole discussion. The Harstan Bakyon Yochiach and Kibro Shom. His father's kever all week long it smokes and on Shabbos it doesn't burn. You see that he doesn't burn the Gehenna on Shabbos. So Shabbos is a different day. That's the theme of Kiddush. The Rambam says, when you say Kiddush, the Rambam writes that the Gemara says that Kiddush is a din d'arais. So the Rambam writes that Kiddush al Hayayin, that aspect is only with the Rabbanan. Kiddush b'dvarim is d'arais. Tosfos has one opinion that even Kiddush al Hayayin is d'arais. Zochas Yamash al Biskacha, Zachreu al Hayayin. So there's one opinion in Tosfos that reciting Kiddush al Hakos is d'arais. There's even one opinion that Havdalah Hakos is d'arais. There's one opinion in Tosfos that a Nazir, who's not permitted to drink wine, is permitted to drink Yain Kiddush v'Havdalah, because that's a mitzvah. He was mechuyev to drink the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah before he became a Nazir. He has no right to accept upon himself Naziris to make it impossible. That's like a guy takes a shvu, he's not going to like tefillin. You can't accept such a shvu. It's not chal. So a guy is in Mekabel Naziris, and now he can't drink the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah. So Tosfos has one opinion. The Goyim read the Gemara like that, Benichusa. The Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not correct. You have to read the Gemara B'tmiyah. Yeah, you mean to say a Nazir is allowed to drink wine? But the simple reading of the Gemara is B'nichusa. Then a Nazir is allowed to drink wine for Kiddush and Avdol. Tosfos says that the style of the editor's style in Nazir, Loshen Nazir Mishuna. Maseches Nazir was edited by different Amoraim, and it was edited in such a way, it's a different style of writing. So the Gemara should be read B'tmiyah, not B'nichusa. But there were those who held no, that Kiddush and Avdol al Hayayin is their ice, and another is even allowed to drink that wine, because he had no right. It's like taking a shua, not the lektum. It's not binding. So the Rambam, we pass on like the Rambam, that al Hayayin is only the Rabban, and only Kiddush B'dvarim is their ice. So if Kivege writes in one place on Shulchan Aruch, Hasvara, that when you greet someone and say good Shabbos, you already yoytze the din of Kiddush Menator. He said you recognize B'dibur, that today is Shabbos, you greeted the person, you say good Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from Rabbi Kiveger in the Bir Halacha, and he says it doesn't make any sense. He says the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos as well as in the Mishnah Torah that the mitzvah of Kiddush is not just to say today is Shabbos. You have to say today is the holy day of Shabbos, and it's different from all the other days of the week. And if you don't emphasize the uniqueness and the singularity of Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rambam that you're not yet say the mitzvah of Kiddush thereafter. And that's what all of the Zmiris are all about. Yom Zem Mechubad Mikol Yomim. Today is a different day. That's one of the recurring themes in the Zmiris. All of the reciting of all the Zmiris is that you're not Mechuyiv to say Zmiris Menatar, but if you say it, then it serves as it's an enhancement of the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush. You repeated the same thing many times, namely regarding the uniqueness of the day of Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. That the big day Shabbos should be different. Shalai hay hiluchav shal Shabbos ki hiluchav shalchol. Shalai hay dibuchav shal Shabbos ki dibuchav shalchol. Everything has to be different on Shabbos. You have to demonstrate that everything today is different. Everything on Shabbos is supposed to be different. Gemara asked Akash Maski for Rav Safra. A guy's going to walk with a long jacket. Isn't that v'hameschazi kiro mesrucha? Doesn't he look like a balgaiva? He's going to have to walk slowly. He's going to walk slowly as if he's such a dignified person. We should prohibit wearing long jackets. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a problem. Kim to call Yom Alokovit, Vidna Hudakovit, La Mischazi Kiramis Ruch. If you wear a long jacket all week long, that's Gaiva. That's what it says in the Gemara. But if you only wear all week long, you wear a short jacket, just on Shabbos and Yantav. So the Gemara says that's not, there's no Ramis Ruch. Everybody knows that it's a covered Shabbos. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara is going to comment on every phrase in that pasuk. Shabbachi Barato goes on Malbushin. Because Rabbi Yechon used to refer to his clothing as Mechabdusa. Fine. What's Me'asos Derechecho? Derech is to walk. What is it got? You're walking on Shabbos should be different from you walking on the weekdays. You're walking on Shabbos should be different from you walking on the weekdays. What is that? What exactly is that an allusion to? So the Gemara is going to ask on Amid Beis. The Gemara says on the top of Amid Beis, the second line, Yishleimakulo. All the other things we understand. What are the other things? Malbushim. So you have a special wardrobe for Shabbos different from the weekday. Then you say Mitzoh Chafatzecha. Chafatzecha Asurim Chetzeh Shemayim Torah. You're not allowed to talk about business on Shabbos, but you are permitted to talk, Rashi says, if you want to make a shidduch, or if you want to collect tzedakah in order to found a yeshiva, or to do pidyon shvuyim or something, to do something, a mitzvah. So you're permitted to discuss matters of money, financial issues, How much money would it cost to make a wedding? How much money are you prepared to support the chasen kala? Since it's, how much money can you call out pledges for tzedakah, for yeshiva? So that's where Rashi quotes, that's mutter. That's chafotzecha. Since to talk business on Shabbos, money matters on Shabbos, not allowed. Unless it's chefter shamayim, then it's mutter. So that we understand. What does that mean? So Rashi says, you're not allowed to talk about business on Shabbos. So the Gemara says on the next line, Bishlai Mekulu, all the other lines in this Braisa. What is this, a Braisa? I don't know. I don't know, it's a Braisa, a memory. I don't know. So the Gemara says, all the other comments on the Pasuk in Yishai, we understand. Hello, what does that line mean? Shalei Yehi Luchel Shal Shabbos Ki Luchel Shal Chol Mayhi. What is that referring to? That you're not allowed to walk on Shabbos same day? I mean, all week long you walk on 2 feet, on Shabbos you walk on all four. You never heard of such a thing. Shabbos you have to wear a cane. You have to carry. What if there's no Erev? You can't carry a cane. So what does it mean? Shalei Hey Luchel Shal Shabbos Ki Luchel Shal Chol. What are you supposed to do? Mayhi. The Gemara didn't know what it meant. And for the Gemara, oh, it must be the following. My Malach, the Shabbos, the guy's walking. Upoga Bamas Amai. They just note, and you have big puddles. You have big mud puddles over here. So if he's tall enough that he can put the leg that he picked up, he can put that down on the ground on the other side of the puddle. Last night I was walking with a guy who's taller than me. He usually comes on Thursday, so there was a big puddle. So he just stepped over the puddle. I had to walk around it. He just stepped over the puddle. There was no problem yet. So the Gemara says, if you can step over the whole puddle, then you're even allowed to jump over the puddle. Then that's not called jumping on Shabbos. But if you cannot step over the puddle and you're going to have to jump over it, then the Gemara says, no, jumping long distances on Shabbos, that's a violation of Shalehehi Luchach Shal Shabbos Kihi Luchach Shochol. So you're not allowed to jump. So the Gemara says, Adi Rabbi, what do you want to do? Walk through the mud puddle. You should walk through the mud puddle. So I would say, walk through the mud puddle, you ruin your shoes. Gemara somehow is not worried about ruining the shoes. I would say you're going to ruin your pants. Not worried about ruining the pants. The word is going to squeeze out the water from the pants. What's wrong with squeezing out the water from the pants? Malabe. You make the pants cleaner. It's all filthy. It's a mud puddle. No, it's Amisamayim means clean water. Amisamayim really means clean water. Oh. Amisamayim is probably where there's clean water going through. Okay. So it'll still ruin your shoes. If you soak your shoes in water, they get ruined. But the trousers, they're not going to get ruined. So there's a chashash, you'll squeeze out the water. So the Gemara says, so if you tell the guy he's not allowed to jump over, so what do you recommend? You should walk through. That's not recommended. To walk with his feet in the puddles, that's ridiculous. Tell him walk around and around, that's also not right. You're telling him to be marba behilucha, that's not right. So what are you recommending if you tell me not allowed to walk over? You're telling him, Lekif, walk around and around the Amas Amayim. That's not right. Come off his bi'ilucha. You're being matriachim to walk extra unnecessarily. It's easier just jump over. Lever, tell him to walk in the puddle. Dim them to be tapsan money mayo. His pants will get all sopping with water. So the Gemara says, no. Elabaho, in this case, we would not recommend that you shouldn't jump over. No, this case, muta to jump. Elabaha, in this case, Rava says that Rav Huna is wrong. Came to Layefsha, Shapidami. It's preferable that he should jump over. Ela, so what do we mean? Shalayhe, Hilucha, Shal Shabbos, Hilucha, Shalchol. Means that there's no puddles. If there are no puddles at all, I can either walk normally or I can jump. So you're not allowed to take Psiyagas on Shabbos. Ela, Kidaboy Menei, Rabbi, Merabi Shma, Rabbi Yasi. Yes, the Shalom Aluf Sab Psiyagasa b'Shabbos. I permitted to take a Psiyagasa on Shabbos. So he tells me, well, you're not allowed to do it on the weekday either, because it's unhealthy. It's bad for your eyesight. Shani Omer, I say Psiyagasa, the person takes Psiyagasa, and they tell us Echad Mechamesh Meyos Mimor Einam Shalot. It takes away a little from your eyesight. And how do you regain it? Wear glasses. How do you regain it? Says, you can restore that impaired eyesight with the kiddush that you have on Ben Hashmashes of Friday evening. How exactly does that work? The Rashi writes on the Gemara, if you drink from the wine, I mean, it's a zula. Why should that work? Somehow that's a zula. If you drink from the wine, that will be that will restore your eyesight. You look in the Oitzer Agoinim on this Gemara, the same on Brachas, the same Gemara appears in Brachas. So the Goinim were asked about this. What exactly does it mean? So they had two different versions. So they wrote, one of them said, of course it means that you drink the wine from the Kiddush. What else can it mean? There's no other way to interpret Gemara. The other Goinim said no, that they would put the wine on their eyes. Kiddush, not Avdalah. They would put the wine on their eyes from Kiddush. And they say that's what it means in the Gemara. So they say that that's the pshat in the Gemara in the last parak in Pesachim. It's another Targanim in Pesachim also. Targanim in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Aleph, in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. So the Gemara has a machlekes. Rabbi Shmuel, when they say Kiddush and Shul, are you yotzei the Kiddush or not? So we paskin, you're not yotzei the Kiddush because ain't Kiddush Elam and Makam Sudah. You only minatar, you're yotzei Kiddush. Kiddush Makam Sudah. Even the opinion in Tesis that holds that Kiddush al Ayayin is their Isa, but Tesis admits that Kiddush Malkum Suda, that's only Midi Rabban. That part is for sure not Minatar. In the Shulchan Aruch, we don't even pass in that Kiddush al Ayayin is their Isa, we pass in like the Rambam. That only Kiddush Bidvarim is their Isa, the al Ayayin with the Malkum Suda, the whole thing is only Midi Rabban. But Al Kapanim, there's a din Midi Rabban that you need Kiddush from Malkum Suda. So the Gemara says, so why in the world do you recite Kiddush in Shul? So the Gemara says, in order to be Maitzi, the Orchim Yidechai Vasam, that they eat and they sleep in the shul. So the Goyim had a shaila, what about this man hazeh, that we no longer have any orchim in the shul, so maybe we should discontinue reciting the Kiddush in shul. So some of them said, that's correct. You should discontinue the reciting of the Kiddush. And others, the Rambam has a famous letter, the collection of letters of the Rambam. But the Rambam says that just like Chazoras HaShatz was instituted in order to be Motzi, it's Ein HaBaki. But once they made the takonis, it remains in place, even if everybody in shul, even in yeshiva, and everybody in shul knows how to daven, so you still have to make chazoras hashatz. So the same is true regarding Kiddush. The original institution of Kiddush in shul on Friday night was in order to be motzi the yorchim yedechai vasam, but once they instituted the takona, so the takona remains, even though the thing that motivated the takona is no longer in existence, even though we don't have any yorchim sleeping in the shul anymore. In Shulchan Aruch, you have the Mechaber writes that you don't say Kiddush and Shul, no more Kiddush and Shul, because we don't have any Yorchim. And the Rambam says the Ramminig is that we do say Kiddush and Shul. So Rabbi Frank Zalman Margolius writes in his in the footnote on his Sefer Matei Ephraim, and Matei Ephraim is in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkos. So when he talks about Kiddush and Kiddush on Sukkos. Maybe Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah. So he writes, he doesn't think it's a machlekes to Mechaber the Ramah. He says, Mechaber lived in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat in the shul. So they never had Orchim eating in the shul. So there never was such a minute. There never was such a practice in the first place to say Kiddush and Shul to be Motz V'Yochim Dech Avos. But the Ramah lived in Chutz Loretz. So the Gemara says, Bote Kinei Siyusha B'Chutz Loretz. If you need it, you're allowed to use the Beis HaKnesses for other secular purposes. So that's why in Bovel and Chutz Loretz they had a minig that they used to have Orchim who used to eat and sleep in the shul. So in Chutz Loretz, the Ramos recording the practice for Bnei Chutz Loretz. There was a minig instituted originally to say Kiddush and Shul to be Motzi the Orchim Yedechai Vasim. So even if you live in a generation when there's no longer any Orchim, the Takana remains Bimkom. And the Mechaba who lived in Eretz Yisrael, they never had such a practice from day number one. They never had any Yorchim eating in the shul. Because, but the Knesset of Eretz Yisrael, I'm not tonight, hey, Masui. He's not allowed to use it for Tashmin Sholchot. So he's not allowed to have any Yorchim eat. That's a Harifus. He claims that it's not a Machlek, it's the Mechaba and Ramah. Marki Asrei and Marki Asrei. He says, Mechaba lived in Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramah lived in Chutzlah. Okay. So the Rambam, in a letter, if it's authentic, I don't know, that they have a letter. One of the letters of the Rambam, he makes this hashvah between Kiddush and Shul and Chazoras HaShatz. Even though the motivation for the takana no longer exists, we don't have any Heinah Bikiyim. You hardly have any Heinah Bikiyim in Shul, so we still have Chazoras HaShatz, even though everybody knows how to dab. And the same is true regarding the Kiddush and Shul. So the Goyim discussed that. Why do we still recite Kiddush and Shul? There's half of the Gaonim, they say this answer. No. They say Kiddush and Shul because this gula for a refuah is the drinking, some say the drinking of the wine, and some of the people can't afford wine, so they're going to say Kiddush on bread. So what are they going to have as a refuah to heal their impaired eyesight? So that's why they instituted to still have Kiddush and Shul, and they would give everybody a sip of the wine. Ah, you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. You're not allowed to eat a drink before Kiddush. Even water, you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. Before Avdol, they can drink water. But before Kiddush, can't even drink water on Shabbos. So how are you allowed to drink in Shul? Not with the Kiddush. So the guy them say, no, we're not drinking the wine. Drinking it L'shem Refuah. We're not drinking it L'shem drinking. So you don't need Kiddush for that. You're not yet to anything in Shul. Since you're drinking in L'shem Refuah, so there's no problem. And the other half of the Gaonim say, no, that they used to pass out cups of wine to all of the people, not that they should drink it. They would pour the wine on their hands, and then they would rub their hands with the wine into their eyes, and that would be the refuah. Although somehow, so why can't you do it at home, in your own home? So they said, because there are a lot of Jews who can't afford wine, they're going to say Kiddush over Chalas. So that's why they instituted in Shul to cover everybody. It's not that you need Davki Kedusha de Beis Shimsha in Shul. It's not that the Gemara means that it's it only works the Kiddush in Shul. No, Kiddush at home would also take care of the problem of the weak eyesight. But we're just concerned a lot. So put the Chal on your eyes. Apparently that doesn't work. You've got to put wine on your eyes. Chal on the eyes doesn't work. Okay. Huh? Okay, that's a bigger problem. Okay. Yeah.
It just seems a little bit odd that the refuah will work if this kiddush is not even a kiddush. You say that there is no purpose for the kiddush other than for the refuah. How is that going to work?
I don't know. It's a deep dark secret. I don't know. So that's how the Gemara interprets Shulay Hehi Luchach. How does it say in the pasuk? Me'asos Dirachecha. Derech is walking on a road. Me'asos Dirachecha. What does it mean? Shulay Hehi Luchach Shal Shabbos Ki Luchach Shal Chol. The first the Gemara Rav Huna thought that what it means is you're not allowed to jump over this big. If the puddle is very big, you're not allowed to jump over. If you're walking, skipping, and hopping and jumping in the air, that's not an issue. But if you have to jump because it's so wide that you can't walk, that kind of jumping, that's not allowed. That kind of jumping is not allowed. So then Rava knocks it down. He says, it doesn't make sense. What's the alternative? The two alternatives don't make sense. You should walk all the way around the corner. You should walk all the way around and around. It's better to jump over. Why should you waste time? Or the other alternative is to walk in the puddle. It's also ridiculous. It's not smart to walk in the puddle. So Rava disagrees, but he says, what he refers to is not to take a psiagasa on Shabbos. You're right, you're not allowed to take psiagasa on the weekdays either, because it's bad for your health. And the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Asa lo adam lach bo biatzmo. The Gemara says, not only is there an Isa, lo yosef pen yosef, there's an Isa chovel b'chaveiro, you're not allowed to be chovel biatzmo. A person is not allowed to harm himself. Unless under rare circumstances, let's say they want me to donate a kidney to someone who's dying. Okay? So not in the maisa, pikuach nefesh, is derech ad Isa, rab asa lo adam lach bo biatzmo. But under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to mutilate your body, not only to cause yourself, not only your suicide. Suicide, everybody agrees is awesome. The lach bo biatzmo is a machlekes in Bava Kama. And we paskin that it's awesome. The Gemara says, one time holds muta l'adam lach bo biatzmo, and one time holds also l'adam. We paskin also. So lach bo doesn't mean I'm going to cause myself to die at an earlier time. Lach bo just means just to mutilate the body is not allowed. So you're not allowed to harm yourself. So the Gemara says, all week long you're not allowed to take up siyagasa. But on Shabbos, it's an additional prohibition. So what did the Gemara say? Bishleima here on the second line. Bishleima kulu, all the other things that you mentioned, l'chayim. I understand what you're talking about. The one I don't understand is, shalai yehehi luchach, what are you referring to? And all the other things he did understand. What shalai yehehi debrucha shal Shabbos ke debrucha shal chol? How do you understand the top line? The daber dover. The Novi Yeshaya says, you should be careful the daber dover. So it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says on the top line in Rashi, Shalahei dibucha shal Shabbos ki dibucha shal chol means you're not allowed to talk about business on Shabbos. Not permitted to talk about business. And then it says, Vait the dibura sehira muta. To think about business is muta, but to talk business is us. Okay. And Tosis asks on Rashi, Pirish bekuntris, etc. Then the other Rabbi in the top, Franafkim Mitzel Chafatzecho. He already said Mitzel Chafatzecho. Chafatzecho Asum Chafetz Shemayim Mitzel. So he already said you're not allowed to deal, not allowed to talk business on Shabbos. Rabbein Atam learns a different shot over here. Rabbein Atam, he quotes a Medrash Rabbah, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's mother was an Ema Safta, she was an old lady, some 95 years old, and she used to chatter. She was a chatterbox. She was always talking all the time. So all week long, he suffered along with her. And on Shabbos, he used to say, Mom, today is Shabbos, and you got to try to cut it down. Havis Mishtaya Sagya, she spoke a lot. Om Aloha, on Shabbos, he told her, Ema, Mami, Shabsahu, today Shabbos. So Shoska. So she didn't talk. Mashma, you see, from that Yerushalmi, that to chatter, to talk Sicha B'Teila on Shabbos is an Issa. It's not that on Shabbos you have to have a tainus dibur. It's not that you're not allowed to talk at all, but you're not allowed to talk sicha b'teila. It says in Yerushalmi and along these lines. But what about when you greet someone? Hi, shalom aleichem. Shabbos, how's everything? So it's also sicha b'teila. So you shouldn't be allowed to greet people on Shabbos. Yerushalmi says it's a problem. B'torach itiru v'sheilu shalom b'shamis. B'koshi, in other words, b'koshi, the Tanaim said, Mishum kovid abriyas, he can't just walk by and ignore a guy. He hasn't been in the yeshiva for the last 5 years, and I see him on Shabbos, I don't say hello. You gotta say hello a little bit, but you gotta tone it down also. You shouldn't talk too much. Sicha b'teilu z'asa on Shabbos. So that's what they say in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes that Ben Atan. The question is, the minig olam is not so. Minig olam is like the mother. Like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's mother. So there's a tshuva in the Sefer Binyan Shel Simcha. Rav Simcha was a nephew of Rav Chaim Bar Lojana. So he has a Shabbos tshuva in Binyan Shel Simcha. He has a short tshuva. There isn't so much to talk about here. He has to be Memai Dibor, yeah. He has a tshuva about this. He says he thinks that the minig olam is that we hold like Rashi. Why? He says, because Tosfos doesn't read well in the Gemara. The Gemara says, on the second line, Mishlei Mekulu, Lechaya, all the other lines we understand. What did he understand? Shalaihe, Dibucha Shal Shabbos, Ki Dibucha Shal Chol. He knew that it means what Tosfos says, that Sicha B'Teilo is Asa. So when it says, Shalaihe, Hilucha Shal Shabbos, Ki Hilucha Shal Chol, means a Hiluch Yisera is Asa. To walk extra unnecessarily is Asa. So what's so complicated? If Shalaihe, Dibucha means unnecessary speaking is Asa. So shalai yehi luchich means unnecessary walking. Like the Gemara said, if you can jump over the puddle, so it's not right to walk around and around and around. Hiluch, he says. So what's so difficult to understand? The answer is, you see that the pshat in the Gemara is like Rashi. Pshat in the Gemara is like Rashi. So that's what the Amora says, b'shleim kula lucha, everything I understand. The only one I don't understand is the hiluch. So they said, well, the hiluch goes on psia gasa. So he says, Miyushev the Minigalim. Okay. Minigalim is like Rashi, like the mother of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Like the mother of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Yeah, but in Shulchan Aruch it says like this. That the chatter on Shabbos, the talk Sicha B'Teilo is not allowed on Shabbos. Then he asked him another Shiloh. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll continue. Oh, tomorrow we have a Shiloh. Should we learn Parshas HaShavua? Or are we so exhausted from learning so much Gemara today that we need Parsha Sashiva? Should we learn? We got a choice. Okay. People want to learn Gemara tomorrow, people want to learn Parsha. How many people for Gemara? Everybody else wants Parsha Sashiva. Okay.